It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
It's time now for high school football playoff action, the second half of our doubleheader on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs are back in the playoffs for the fourth straight year and the sixth time in the past 7 years for Auburn. It's a terrific program Coach Tony Jansen has built for Auburn. Tonight, the Bulldogs at home is the number 7 seed hosting number 10 seed Ogallala. Both teams are 7-2 on the year. Auburn currently riding a 5-game winning streak. Ogallala riding a 7-game winning streak at the present time after they started the year 0-2. Both teams like to run the football. We'll find out more about that from Coach Tony Jansen. An interview I did with him earlier this week. We'll find about his thoughts on tonight's game. It is Class C1 first-round playoff action in 11-man football, Class C1 at Bulldog Stadium in Auburn. As I said, I had a chance to visit with Coach Tony Jansen. We'll be back with that visit. Then we'll kick it off. Auburn hosting Ogallala coming up. 6 o'clock kickoff tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Back after this 2-minute timeout.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for 1, 2, or 3 lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to our pregame show now. We'll begin our visit with the coaches. Since Mountain City is on the road, we'll start with Coach Taylor Standen for tonight. Coach, the Panthers playing better football. It started, I think, the first time you played South Holt 3 or 4 weeks ago, October 13th, whatever it was. Came up on the short end of the scoreboard, but the kids made a very good showing themselves that night, played maybe to that point maybe one of their better football games of the year, and it's only gotten better since.
Our guys have really come on strong here late in the season, which is really what you want. You want your guys to peak at the end of the season. And so I feel like our guys are still climbing that climb and getting better each and every week.
South Holt, we all know, an offensive machine. They're averaging a lot of points, over 60 a game. They're just a tough team to stop. I probably can't stop them from scoring, but you mean if you can hold them down and give yourself a chance, that's what it's going to take.
Oh, absolutely. That's, as you said, they're going to be a team for anybody in the state. They're a team that's tough to keep out of the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep the ball in our hands. Limit the plays that they can get in the end zone, to keep that score down.
Mr. Metzger, their quarterback, is a tough nut to crack. He runs it. He throws it. He can do a little bit of everything. Obviously, you played kids like this before. What do you do special to try to get him stopped or slowed down?
You know, in the passing game, we got to get some pressure on him. We got to make him move so he's not as accurate with the ball. And then when he runs the ball, our guys just got to be in their gaps, treating it more like run fits. Because he is a running back type of guy. He can just throw the ball really well too. So we just got to do a great job there with that.
All right, your guys on offense, 66 points up on the board last week up at Rockport. So the offense, as you said, getting better, playing better at the right time of the year. What's been the difference over the last few weeks? You've been running up quite a few points.
I feel like a lot of it has to do with our offensive line. All three of those guys on the interior there are freshmen. So just them gaining the experience throughout this year, they've gotten better each and every week. And our backs just continue to do a great job of hitting the holes, and they've been running the ball a little bit harder here lately too.
Coach, if you would, you kind of talked about it already, but just a couple of keys to the game of things going well for Mountain City tonight.
We got to keep the ball out of South Holt's hands. We've got to sustain drives offensively, find a way to get in the end zone. And then we've got to create some turnovers. We got to get the ball back to our offense, create some extra possessions for us, and then limit big plays for them.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the game.
Thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Did you know that November is Child Safety Protection Month? Nemaha County Hospital is dedicated to promoting child safety because every child deserves a chance to grow up safe and healthy. Let's remember to child-proof our homes, buckle up in the car, keep an extra watchful eye on our little ones. Their safety is our greatest priority. This November, take an intentional look around your home to create a safer environment for your entire family. Nemaha County Hospital, caring for their community's future, one child at a time.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Josh Peterson, head coach of the South Holt Knights. Coach, got that bye week last week, undefeated regular season, draw the number one seed in the district. Good time for week off, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was pretty nice that after the regular season ended, we took Monday off to practice and then, went Tuesday through Friday and just kind of cleaned up areas that we felt needed to be worked on or perfected. And so, pretty much shells all week and kind of had, a cleanup, week's worth of practice in terms of offense, defense, special teams. Just let the guys get healthy, get their legs back underneath them. And then, I went up and watched the Rockport and Mount City game and see who we were going to play. And then we started preparing for Mount City on Monday.
The good news is in these district games you get rematches, which makes it a little easier to prepare for a team because you saw them before. Now you don't necessarily know if they might make a bunch of changes, but then you've also got to play the team a second time, which is not always easy. Mound City started playing better football the first time they played you guys. That was a 54-26 win for your squad. But that's when Mound City started to play their best football of the season, and they have progressed. They're better than they were 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they have, and we knew, you know, we know they're gonna try to establish the run game, try to play physical. They did a pretty good job of that there the last two or three weeks, and then even into the Rockport game there this past Friday. Of course, it does help when Rockport's starting quarterback did not play, so that kind of made things a little bit, you know, tipping mm-hmm. of the scale. But, yeah, they're pretty big up front in terms of what they want to do running the ball. They got a pretty decent backfield, and their quarterback's been in the system for a while. So, you know, if we can stop the run and get them into throwing, I think we're going to feel a lot better about it. But, you know, we went through and we watched film on Mound City the following Monday after we played them, and none of my guys came out of that feeling like we had played our best. So after we watched that, we kind of got settled back in, kind of mm-hmm. reset the season and started over with East Atchison and then got that bye week. So, you know, it's been 2 weeks since we played. Our guys are ready to get out there and take care of business.
You brought up the word quarterback. Your quarterback, I think I know what you're going to tell me, but I'm going to say, is he the best or at least one of the top two or three all-around quarterback combination run pass? Is he the best or one of the very best in eight-man football in Missouri?
He's the best that I've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he is, you know, for his size, which I guess would be the only detriment to his game, but he doesn't use that as a crutch or anything. And, I mean, you know, you can go through and look at people that aren't your typical molds for the quarterback spot, and you can go through every position and nitpick and say this, that, or the other, but the way he runs, what we run, and how he runs it, yeah, I'd be a little bit biased, but in terms of what he's been able to do this year, yeah, he is a very good quarterback. You know, I haven't seen the kid from Plattsburgh. Hopefully we'll get to, and I haven't seen the kid from Worth County, and hopefully we'll get to. And then we did see the kid from Archie at the end of camp this summer, and he is pretty good. So, I mean, if those four right there, you know, I'm going to take my guy over all three of those guys just because of what he's been able to do. I mean, this is just a unique year in eight-man football with that position. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, my loyalties are going to stay with my guy, and, yes, I believe he's the best quarterback in eight-man football this year.
And certainly not a one-man team. He's got a lot of weapons that help him out.
Yeah, it was, you know, when we went over there and did our conference meeting, our numbers are not, you know, we don't have one or two guys, you know, with what we were able to do. I think we almost had right at or a little over 4,000 yards of total offense in terms of ball distribution. Kendall Nolan as a running back, Kate Kurtz, Tyler Christman, Griffin Kimmerling, and Cole, you know, and then, like I said, you mix Kendall and them. And we got five guys that can go for anywhere from 100 to 200 yards in a given night, or even for that matter, in a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so along with that, you know, with our line, we did lose Jackson Schaefer week 7 against Nova Valley. He tore his ACL, so he's done for the season. But then we had a kid step in, you know, freshman or center to guard, and so we've kind of worked those kinks out. And combination of with how our offensive line is playing, you know, Trace Mellon, he was an all-conference two-way player, probably one of the best linemen in the state too, I would say. When we get things going up front, it just opens everything else up. And like I said, when we have the number of weapons that we do, which is rare because I don't think I've had this in 14 years of coaching, it makes it a lot easier for Cole to distribute the ball. And when everybody's involved, it makes it hard for defenses to focus on one person. And then when you do, Cole has the ability to, you know, use his legs, and that's what's made him so successful when the passing game breaks down and he's able to take off and run and get us chunk yards when we need it.
All right, give me a couple of keys to the game if things are going well for your squad tonight.
I think if we continue to play defense like we did, you know, against East Atchison, I thought we did a really good job there. Wind conditions at Mound City the first time we played them, I think it was a 40-mile-an-hour crosswind, so we were not very effective in the pass, which, you know, I won't make excuses. That's what happens when you play football in Northwest Missouri or just in Missouri in general. It's, you're going to have weather that's not going to always be beneficial, but we're able to get the run game going. So I think if our defense comes ready to play and we're locked in, I think we're you know, I think we're going to be solid on that side of the ball, tackling, knowing where the Gillen Water kid's at, and then on offense, if we just execute like we have been, and then get the run game established, I think we're going to be in a good position.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
All right, thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Oregon, Missouri, where we have high school football tonight. A district semifinal football game, as they label it here in Missouri. I believe it's more of a quarterfinal game. If you're familiar with Nebraska terminology, Cody Schwong with you here this evening, live in the North booth, brand new, just a year ago. Got this thing fixed up. We got enclosed windows. Not the heater tonight. Nice, beautiful night here, 57 degrees. Tom Cates, my studio engineer tonight, keeping me on track. And sure do appreciate him back there. Tonight, we got South Holt hosting Mound City. Mound City travels down 59 Highway and to face the South Holt Knights. The two played each other just a few weeks ago on October 13th in Mound City, and South Holt came out victorious in that one. 54-26 was the final in that football game. South Holt comes in 9-0 on the season, and I think they're the number one seed in class six in Missouri. Good football team here. Coming in against a 4-6 Mound City Panther team, the South Holt Knights, scoring about 67 points a game, and I'll talk briefly here about how they're doing that. As we touch on a few other things, all-time records, as I could find on Google, or old trusty Google, they're tied up, 8 wins apiece, South Holt and Mound City. That dates back to 2010 is what I could come up with. And actually, South Holt has the edge in the postseason, 2-0, when the two have met up this time of year in postseason football. They did play last fall in the postseason. South Holt did come out victorious in that one, 56-6 against Mound City right here on this football field in Oregon. Tonight, a rematch. Not just last week, or a couple weeks ago, but not just last year, but we're ready to go for more football here this evening. A couple of stats just to note. South Holt, I did some research on that. Cole Metzger is a name you're going to hear a lot here this evening. Cole Metzger is the South Holt Knight quarterback, and he also gets it done on the ground as well through the air. Checked on some of his stats before the game here this afternoon. He has passed for 1,580 yards, and he has rushed for 1,360 yards. And quick math, that's about 2,900 yards. And good chance Cole Metzger, just a junior, will surpass the 3,000-yard mark here in this football season here tonight. He is averaging about 175 through the year. He throws for about 3 touchdowns a game, and he rushes for about the same, 150 yards on the ground, and he also has 30 touchdowns rushing on the season. So Cole Metzger, a large part of what this Knight offense tries to do. He also gets it done defensively. He averages about 7 tackles a game. Not the leading tackler on this team. That's Kendall Nolan. Nolan is the leading tackler on this football team, and he averages about 9 tackles a game. Nolan, we'll hear your name a lot as well. He'll rush the football. He'll catch the football coming from Metzger. Nolan averages about 70 yards a game on the ground, and he will score a touchdown once in a while. He averages about 1.5 a game, so he does have a tendency to find the end zone. The leading receivers on this team, Tylen Prusman, Cade Kurtz, Griffin Kimmerling, and Nolan, those are the four leading receivers for this team as the Knights come into this evening. 9-0 again, their record. For Mound City, a name you're going to hear a lot tonight, Cole Gillenwater. He's the quarterback, a senior quarterback, 170 pounds. He will be the one that throws the football, running the football. He has 1,500 yards of scrimmage yards himself on the season, so Gillenwater can get it done. The other rushers on this team, guys like Creighton Rope, Kane Durr, and let's see, the other one I had wrote down here, Nick Ivy. Those three kind of will carry the football for the Panthers. On the receiving end, Keaton Zimbles, a tight end, a senior tight end. He'll catch the football. He averages about 30 yards a game. He's caught 2 touchdowns on the season. Also, Chauncey Brown, he will be a leading receiver. He also has about 25 yards a game, and he has 3 touchdowns on the season. We'll take a look at the starters quickly before we get ready for action. First, for the South Fulton Knights on offense, at quarterback, like we mentioned, Cole Metzger, he's a junior, 160 pounds. In the backfield with him, Kendall Nolan, as well as Griffin Kimmerling. Kimmerling will line up as a receiver most of the time. On the other receiver, Tylen Prusman. Prusman, a senior as well, 145 pounds. At tight end, Kate Kirch, an 180-pound senior up front for the Knights. Tyson Skeen, he'll be the center. Trace Millen, he'll be the right guard. And it'll either be Cale Kearns, 175-pound junior, or Brock Rao, a 200-pound senior, starting at that left guard position for the Knights. For the Panthers, Cole Gillenwater, of course, like we mentioned in the pregame, he'll be the quarterback, 170-pound senior. At running back, Kane Durr, 150-pound junior. At fullback, Chase Meyer, he's listed at 240 and a senior. Backup running back, Nick Ivy, as we saw in the stats. And Creighton Rope also will be in the backfield for the Panthers. At receiver, Gage Knapp, Chauncey Brown, and Keaton Zimbles, they will be the seniors. Zimbles is a senior, Chauncey Brown a sophomore, and Gage Knapp a senior as well. Up front for the Panthers, at the center position, Cade Gillenwater, a freshman at 230 pounds. At right guard, John Gard, 180 pound freshman. And at left guard, Scott Manley, 180 pound freshman as well. So three freshmen offensive linemen for the Panthers here this evening as they have played the whole season long. The teams are walking out on the field to do the coin flip. We'll step away for 2 minutes, and we'll be back for first half action. You're enjoying Missouri High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
The score. color of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave a lasting impression the next time you attend a high school game. Think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to Oregon South Holt. On the football field, they have selected to receive. We are set for kickoff. High school football playoffs in Missouri tonight on the hill, as I kind of like to describe it, sitting up here in the press box on the north side of the field. The Panthers will kick off. The Knights will receive. The Knights in the black uniforms, gold trims, black helmets. The Panthers in their road whites, yellow pants, and their purple helmets. The Knights will go from my right to left. Bear with me if I miss some tackles and such type. One-man band tonight, as you just heard earlier on Sunny 101.3, Randy Gatula and Blaine Behrens had the game over there. Johnson Brock, here's an onside kick right away for Mount City, and I think they got it back, and they did, coming up out of there with the football. That is Rowan Durr. So Mount City kind of surprises South Holt there and goes with the onside kick to start the football game, recovered by Mount City. So it'll be Mount City football to start this ball game. Interesting choice there, but a good way to get the ball back, and they'll have to start the second half now as well. So underway here, right away, an onside kick. Mount City football at the 40-yard line. Their own, at the night 40-yard line. It's a quarterback run. This is Gellerwater up the right side around the defenders, down to the 15-10, and he's knocked out of bounds. A touchdown saving tackle by Cole Metzger. Metzger saved the touchdown as Gellerwater got loose on the right side. Up the sideline he goes, right in front of the night bench, and he's knocked out of bounds over there by Metzger. Subs coming into the game, bringing the play in for Mound City. One play. They go 30 yards down to the 10-yard line now. They started at the Knights 40-yard line. This is Gillenwater. Gillenwater under center. I formation behind him. It's a handoff. Goes to Memphis Jones. Jones up the middle. Brought down by the Knights there. Gain of about 2 on the play. Brings up 2nd down and 8 to go. 2nd down and goal to go, possibly. From the 8-yard line. That was Memphis Jones, number 10 on the carry. Now they spread it out. Gillenwater, a lone quarterback, trips twins both ways. He takes a snap, quarterback draw right up the middle, gets to the 5-yard line and brought down. Good tackle over there by Metzger once again. Metzger with a couple touchdown saving tackles, brings up 3rd down, 5 to go for the 6 yards to go, the ball sits at the 6-yard line, 3rd down and goal to go. Mount City football, they're in the huddle, they break the huddle, come over the football now. Memphis Jones, the tailback, behind Gillenwater and at fullback. Gillenwater, now a flag on the play, and false start's going to be the call on Mound City, so that'll back them up, and they'll retry 3rd down. I keep saying Memphis Jones. I'm incorrect about that. I apologize. In the backfield for Mound City, that's Kane Durr. I had my 10s wrong. I apologize. Kane Durr on that carry. Now here comes Gillenwater under center for the Panthers, waiting on the snap. Now they're wanting to roll the clock. Here's the play. Gillenwater, right side, pushes down the field, doesn't quite get to the goal line, stops at about the 3-yard line. Metzger, once again, on the tackle for the Knights. The 4th play of this drive, going to be 5th play of the drive. Ball is on the 4-yard line now. Ball is on the 4-yard line. The Panthers in the huddle. Breaking huddle come the Panthers. Over the football, Gillenwater under center. Kane Durr behind him. Takes the snap. Handoff to Durr. Durr up the middle. Signal. There's the signal. Touchdown. Mound City. As Kane Durr takes the football into the end zone for the Panthers. The Panthers ahead early 6-0, pending a 2-point conversion here, I believe at least. It's a 4-yard run by got Kane Durr for the Panthers to get them on the board first. 10:04 left to play first quarter. Two-point conversion opportunity trips both ways. Here comes a jet sweep around the right side into the end zone, reaches the ball across the plane, and good. It was a jet sweep toss. I'm waiting for a number here as he gets turned around, possibly. I'm still waiting. He ran all the way across the field and have not seen a number. There it is. That was Creighton Roop. Roop on the handoff for the two-point conversion. Good. That's 8-0. Mound City in front. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farming City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you can need for harvest time. So give us a call, come on in, Farming City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Corn Drive brought to you by Arm Booster Miller Company in Falls City. It was a 5-play, 40-yard touchdown drive by Mound City to open the game. It was capped off by the 4-yard touchdown run by Kane Durr and a successful 2-point conversion scored by Root for the Panthers. On the kickoff, the Panthers try to do the same onside kick, unsuccessful this time. South Holt recovers the football. It'll be South Holt football just on opposite side of midfield here at South Holt at the 39-yard line. 39-yard line, South Holt football. Now a stoppage in play as they try to get the chain set over there. Now they're getting it set, reset to football. Metzger in the gun for the Knights. Behind him, Kendall Nolan. Metzger motions across the tight end. Now he has a toss to Nolan. Never looks to pass it. Nolan looks to pass it. Now he tucks it and runs it up the right side. Nolan, ahead through traffic. Oh, now he loses the ball. The ball comes out, and it's recovered by Mount City. They jumped all over it. Somebody punched the football out as Kendall Nolan was trying to run up the field. Recovered by Mount City on the recovery. That was Quentin Livengood on the recovery for Mound City. So two opportunities now for Mound City to get on the board again here. They'll have the ball at their own 24-yard line. One play fumble there for South Holt. Mound City football again. Their second possession. They start with the clock at 9:54. Gillenwater hands off up the middle. That's Livengood. 22 up the middle. He goes. Brought down. They started that drive at the 24-yard line. Livengood up the middle. That's his first carry of the ball game. Gain of about 3, 2nd and 7 now for Mound City here. Clock shows 9:32 again. The Panthers strike first, 8-0 early in this first quarter. And then South Holt, Kendall Nolan, looked like he had a big game, ran for about 20 yards and then got the ball poked out. Mound City with the football. Gillenwater under center, two backs behind him. Gillenwater looks at the referee at the back, waiting for the clock to dwindle down just a little bit before they run the play. Now he takes his position under center. Now he takes a snap, handoff, goes to Kane Durr up out across the 30-yard line. It'll be about 3rd down and 3 now for Mound City here. Two plays, two runs. 3rd down, 3 yards to go for Mound City. On the drive from the left to my right, Gillenwater takes it under center. Durr and Livengood, the backs. For Mound City in the backfield. Goes under center, goes Gillenwater. Gillenwater turns. He'll run the sweep. Goes around the right side, looking to get to the outside, and brought down, knocked out of bounds by Nolan. Good hustle there by Nolan, bringing down Gillenwater as he crossed the line. But Gillenwater got enough for a first down. Cole Gillenwater reached that ball out, crossed the 35-yard line, so that'll be a first down for Mound City. Third play of the drive as Gillenwater took it across. Nolan, a good linebacker, leads this team in tackles. He averages about 9 a game. Gillenwater gets it done on the ground. Had a little bit of room there. Reached the ball out across the down marker, and he got a first down. 8:20 to go here, first quarter. Mound City in front, 8-0 with the football. Near in the midfield point, 35-yard line. Gillenwater under center. Hands it off. This one goes to Durr. Kane Durr fighting for yards. Takes two night defenders to bring him down. Durr rushes to about the 40-yard line. That'll be midfield. 5-yard gain on the play. Second and 5 for Mound City. Kane Durr getting a lot of touches here early for the Panthers. Again, ahead 8-0. An onside kick to start this football game. Mound City recovered right away. And then they took it down. Successful two-point conversion on the first play for the Knights. Kendall Nolan had the ball knocked away after about a 15-yard run, and Panthers recovered it. Mound City with the football now. Hands off right up the middle, goes to the fullback. He fights ahead for about 2 yards, brings up about a third down, 3 yards to go on the carry that time. That was Livengood. Livengood up the middle for a couple. Brings up third down, 3 yards to go for Mound City. Here at 7:20 left to go, first quarter. Again, my name's Cody Schwong, calling your play-by-play here this evening. Mound City travel down Highway 59 here this evening to play this football game against the Knights, playoff football in Missouri. Gillenwater under center, hard counts, backs back out of it, looks to the sideline for the play. Back under center he goes. The umpire has his arm in the air, now starts counting. Gillenwater takes the football, runs to the outside, now turns upfield, trying to get to the line to gain. I'm not sure he did. I think he's going to be about a yard short. Gillenwater will be about a yard short for a fourth down, 1 yard to go. Big play here early in this ball game for both squads. Gillenwater will run to the sideline now and grab the play from Coach Taylor Standiford over there. Coach Standiford will have his quarterback come all the way across the field. The Knights on my side of the field as I see it. Panthers on the far side of the field. Good crowd here. On hand, why not? Just a 60-degree night, no breeze, feels great out there. Beautiful night for fall football, playoff football. Now they got the jumbo package in there. Chase Meyer, the 240-pound fullback. Behind him, Kane Durr got the first down, but flags on the play, so hold on just a second. Two flags come in as that play progressed. That was Durr that rushed it across to the line to gain, but we'll see what the call is for umpires. They're going to call a face mask on the Knights. So Nolan Boyd, it will move the Panthers ahead as the face mask occurred on the Knights. Now the umpires get together to discuss which way to go. They'll walk it down the field. That'll be a 15-yard penalty. It'll put the ball at the 19-yard line. 19-yard line, first and 10, Mound City now, after the face mask call on the Knights. Gillenwater, Cole Gillenwater, will hop under center. Now the white hat signals ready to play, clock to move. Gillenwater will wait for the back official to put his arm in the air once again. Gillenwater under center. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, goes right side, turns the corner, gets to about the 15-yard line, knocked down. Good play there by Trace Millen on the stop for the Knights this time. Mound City football, gain of about 3 on the play, second down, 7 yards to go. A good drive for Mound City occurring. Ninth play of the drive coming up. They started with 9:54 on the clock. Clock shows 5:22, so a 4-minute drive so far for Mound City. They're looking at a 2nd and 7. Cole Gillenwater, the senior, will hop his drive out of the huddle, goes under center. He's got Durr and Livengood behind him. He takes the snap, pitches it out to Durr. Durr trying to get to the corner, now cuts up field and brought down over there after a nice gain. Nolan again on the stop for the Knights. Gain of about... let's see. Probably gaining for about 3 yards. It'll be a third down, 3 yards to go for Mound City. The clock dwindling, kind of Mound City just okay with letting the play clock and the game clock kind of dwindle down before the play clock gets to zero. They snap it, but they're definitely okay with that. They are ahead 8-0 here in this ball game. Again, we're live from Oregon, Missouri. You heard Johnson Brock And Sandhills-Thedford earlier, Johnson Brock come up on the short end. They lost 60-28 there this afternoon, ending their football season. Here comes Gillenwater under center. He'll take the handoff, spins around, goes to the right side, looking to get to the corner, and does so. Gets across the 10-yard line. I believe that'll be good enough for a first down. They will move the chains. They do move the chains. They do give them a first down. First down on the play. Ball sits at the 8-yard line, 9-yard line. So first down, goal to go now, once again, for Mound City. Excuse me. Mound City, again, 4-6 on the year. They came back last week. They played a Rockport team. Had to go on the road to Rockport, beat Rockport last weekend to get to this game here tonight, and they find themselves with the lead here early in this ballgame. Gillenwater under center, two backs behind him, eye formation, and they hand it right up the middle to the fullback. The fullback that time was Chase Meyer. He took the handoff and took it about 2 yards. It'll be second down, goal to go from the 7-yard line now. Gain of 2 on the play for Chase Meyer that time. Second down, goal to go. Again, a good drive being put together here by Mound City. All rushes, no passes. Mound City with the football. They have ran a bunch of plays compared to the Knights there. The Knights just have that one play on the fumble on the first play of their offensive possession. Gillenwater under center. Takes off, goes behind his offensive line, and brought down in the backfield. Nice play there by Brock Rao. Rao brings him down in the backfield. Gillenwater comes up a little gimpy. Think he'll be all right. Might have got pancake there or a hand to the face or something. And they still have the football. Third down, goal to go from 7. Gillenwater stands at about his 15-yard line as Livengood brings the play into him. Now they go to the huddle. Gillenwater gives the instructions. Third down, goal to go. Under center is Gillenwater. Two backs behind him. Fakes the handoff. Goes right. Now here's a pass. Looking to pass the ball. Wide open in the back of the end zone. Caught it. Touchdown, Mound City. That'll be a 8-yard touchdown pass from Gillenwater to Kane Durr. 8-yard touchdown pass from Gillenwater to Durr. And that makes the score 14-0, pending a 2-point conversion here. Panthers break huddle. Gillenwater under center once again. Takes the snap, hand it to Durr. Durr on the left side and fighting through traffic, and he will not get there. So that makes the score 14-0, 2:43 left to go. Mound City in front here of South Holt. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Contact Jake or Tasha or stop by Auburn or Fall City for your Farm Bureau needs. It's an 11-play, 56-yard touchdown drive capped off by an 8-yard touchdown pass from Cole Gillenwater to Kane Durr. The 2-point conversion failed, and that makes the score 14-0. Mound City in front here. You heard that right. Mound City in front of the 9-0 South Holt Knights here late in the first quarter. 2:43 left to go. 2 onside kicks for Mound City. Mound City will look to kick off here once again. The kicker is Quentin. I don't know that that is Quentin Livengood, but I'll grab a number. That's Gillenwater. Gillenwater doing the kicking for Mound City tonight. 2 onside kicks for Mound City once again. Let's see how he kicks it. Here's the kick. Same thing. Right back to the same guy. Recovered nicely. Good job over there by South Holt to recover that one. That's Tate Prusman, the freshman. Tate Prusman, a freshman, recovered that football. So the Knights will have the football 1st and 10. They've ran one play. It was a big play. Got about 15 yards and a good defensive play by Mound City, got the football right back. They'll start at the Mound City 39-yard line. Knights in the huddle. Breaking huddle comes Metzger and Nolan. Nolan in the backfield behind Metzger. One receiver each way. Metzger calls the cadence, takes the snap, looks to do a quarterback run, and he breaks the tackle, goes to the 45, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, South Holt. And just like that, folks, Metzger, the leading rusher on this football team, says, I can do this too, and breaks off a 39-yard run for the touchdown for South Holt. Quick strike offense for South Holt. Mount City kind of played that slow game there, trying to keep the ball out of that guy's hands. And he strikes first with a huge 39-yard touchdown run to get this thing opened up. South Holt kicking. This will be Trevor Mark back to kick the extra point. Holding is Prusman, I believe. The ball is set. Here's the snap at the fake. Mark runs it off the left side. Get to the 2-yard line in the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Mark runs in. That makes the score 14-8. Mount City still in front. We got a good one here, folks. Back on Sunny 101.3 in 30 seconds.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive brought to you by Arm Booster Motor Company in Fall City. Stop by and see Andy or Kelly in Fall City today. It was a one play, 39-yard touchdown run by Cole Metzger. Metzger, he's known to run the football. He averages about 150 yards on the ground every game. He has 39 there, and they score a touchdown on the first play of their second drive of the ball game. Now here we go, back to live action, kicking off. Mark will put this one deep, rolls back to the goal line and gets through the goal line. It'll be a touchback for Mark as he kicks it through. Kicks it through. South Holt scored quickly there. It only took about 10 seconds for Cole Metzger to run from the 39-yard line down to the goal line, broke a couple tackles. It'll be Mount City football with 2:33 left to go, first quarter. They start at their own 15-yard line. Looking at the full field here to go towards the goal line. In the I formation, this is Meyer at fullback. Durr at halfback. Gillenwater under center. Looks to pass. Now does a quarterback draw right up the middle. Nothing going. Right in there, guess who? Kendall Nolan, the leading tackler on this night football team. Brings him down after a short gain, a gain of about 3. That'll bring up second down, 7 yards to go as Gillenwater tried to break through the defense there. Bringing in the play now for Mound City comes Livengood. Quentin Livengood brings the football in. Now Gillenwater back under center. Livengood at fullback. Durr at halfback. Under center now at the handoff. The Durr off the left side and gets stopped quickly by that defensive line for South Holt. And on the stop was Trace Millen. Millen, another good play in the backfield for the South Holt Knights. Brings up third down, 6 yards to go for Mound City here. 1:40 showing on the clock. The Panthers in the huddle. Still in the huddle, taking a little bit of time here. Beautiful night here this evening. Oregon, Missouri. Missouri, 8-man high school football playoffs. We've got a good one on our hands so far. Gillenwater under center, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to pass. Now he gets rushed. Now he'll decide to run up the left side, breaks free. Couple of defenders to beat. Goes down the left side, out about the 35-yard line. Good decision there by Gillenwater to pull that football down. He'll get pushed out of bounds over there by Metzger. Metzger chased him down, not until he got to the Knight 32-yard line. So So it'll be first and 10 from the 32 for Mound City from the night 32-yard line. 1:12 to go here, first quarter. Dillon Water ran out of bounds, so this will stop the clock. Waiting for the play to come in. Dillon Water ran over to the sideline that time to get it from Coach Standiford. Comes in with the play. First down, 10 yards to go. Dillon Water will go under center. Fourth play of this drive now. Dillon Water. Two back set behind him. It'll be a handoff to Livengood. Livengood good, takes a right up the middle after a good juke move. He'll get to the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain of 7. Second down, 3 yards to go. 7-yard gain on first down for Mound City. Now a little bit of time coming up the clock as Mound City waits to get the play in. 50 seconds left to go first quarter, so they'll have to run another play. Clock dwindling. They break the huddle now. Dillon Water right back under center. Two backs behind him. He'll turn. He'll hand it off. Livengood across, breaking through defenders. Got two people tackling him now. Now three. Finally bring him down, but not after he crosses the 20-yard line. That'll be good for a first down. He gets down to the 19-yard line. That's good running there by Quentin Livengood for the Panthers. First down, 10 yards to go. Mound City with another first down. I don't believe they're going to have to run another play, and they may just let this one go. They'll flip sides of the field and go to the second quarter. So we'll take a one-minute timeout, and we'll be back for second quarter action. You're enjoying Missouri High School football on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
High school football, Missouri eight-man playoff football. They call this the district semifinal game. I think I did some research. I think this is about the quarterfinal game if you're comparing it to like a Nebraska playoff game. Cody Schwong with you here this evening. Tom Cates, my studio engineer. We have a good one on our hands so far. Mount City with the football. They're up 14-8. It just doesn't get much better than this. A November evening, about 60 degrees. People look comfortable out there, not all bundled up in any heavy coats, some sweatshirts, some light jackets, a few stocking caps around here, but a few t-shirts running around by some of those kids as well. But overall, a great evening here in Oregon. A good football game on hand as well. We're excited to bring you. Earlier today, you heard Johnson Brock. They came up just a little short to Sandhill Stedford. That'll end their game. It was Sandhill Stedford 60, Johnson Brock 28. Back to live action, Dillon Water breaks the huddle for Mound City. He'll go under center. Fresh 12 minutes up on the clock. Dillon Water takes a snap. Handoff up the middle goes to Livengood. Livengood fights for yards. Gets it about 3 yards to bring up second down. 6 yards to go for Mound City on the opening play of this second quarter. He only got two, so they gave him a little bit different spot than I was thinking, but second down and 8 instead of second down and 7. We do have a scoring update from Pawnee City after 3. Wilcox Hildreth 18, Pawnee City 8. Dillon Water takes a snap, handoff, goes to door. Dolph Gear breaks through the defense, and he'll score. It's going to be a 17-yard touchdown run by Kane Durr. His second touchdown of the game. First one came receiving. Second one comes on the ground. A good touchdown jaunt there by Kane Durr for Mound City. Now, Now the point after, coming 20-8, Mound City now in front, 11-21 early here in the second quarter. Mound City strikes once again. Kane Bird looked around after he got through that first line of defense. No one else around. He took it to the house. Gillenwater, under center, two-point conversion try. Takes the snap, goes around the right side, looking to go through the defense, and good defensive play. Good defensive play there by Trace Millen. Two-point conversion, no good. Makes our score 20-8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Oregon, Missouri. The Scoring Drive brought to you by Arm Booster Motor Company in Falls City. Stop by and see Andy or Kelly in Falls City. It is a seven play, 65 yard touchdown drive by Mound City. They started their own 15. It was a 17 yard touchdown run capped off by Kane Durr that made our score 20-8. The Knights get the football back. Here's a kickoff. They'll click it to the left side this time. Ball is on the ground, recovered over there for South Holt. Trevor Mark got time on the recovery. So a couple of squib kicks, actually onside kicks by Mound City trying to get that football back. So the Knights will have good position, starting with the football at the Mound City 36 yard line. Good field position once again for the Knights as they scored on their last possession of the game. In that first quarter, the Knights back to work. 36 yard line. Metzger in the gun, throwing on his left. Takes the handoff to Nolan. Metzger goes up the left side, nothing cooking over there. Mound City sniffs that one out over there on the stop. That was Chase Meyer on the stop coming from his defensive line position to bring down Metzger after a one-yard gain. So just a one-yard gain for Metzger, and it'll bring up second down, 9 yards to go now for the Knights. The Knights break the huddle. Coming on the football. Goes the center, Tyson Skeen, the freshman snapper, center. Metzger behind him in the gun. Motion across the formation. Prusman. Metzger looking to throw. Prusman downfield. Metzger tucks it. Now he's getting wrapped up and dropped for a huge sack. That is Quentin Livengood. Quentin Livengood in there on the sack. A big loss, about 10-yard loss on the play. It'll bring up third down. They'll give him a little bit of forward progress. So about a 5-yard sack. Third down, 15 yards to go for South Holt. And if you're a Knight fan, this isn't what you wanted to see. But if you're a Panther fan, you're all over it. This is just good football out here. Mound City in front, 20-8 here, early in the second quarter, nearing 10 minutes to play. The Knights come out, break the huddle, looking for something. They got twins on the left side, a single receiver towards me on the far side. The snap goes back to Metzger, tosses it out, looking for a looking ladder. They fake it. It passes caught by Caden Kurtz. Kurtz can't get to the first down line, but they do get back to the original line of scrimmage a little bit past that. Brings up a fourth down, 9 yards to go for South Holt. We'll see what the Knights will do here. Josh Peterson calling in the play to his quarterback, Metzger. Metzger jogs onto the field, gets into the huddle, calling the play. The Panthers lined up all defensively, waiting for the Knights to break the huddle. Now they do. Twins left. Prusman, the single receiver on this side near me on the right side. Nolan, back to pass. Metzger goes left. Tosses it way downfield for Prusman. That pass is broken up. Defensively, good play. Good play by Gage Schroeder, a sophomore. That was August Meadows for the Mound City Panthers back there breaking that pass up defensively. August Meadows, a junior, defensively got that pass broke up. Turnover on downs. Ball goes back to Mound City 9:07 left to play here, second quarter. They start at their own 35-yard line. Gillum Water comes under center. Waits for the snap, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, goes right, breaks the tackle, gets tripped up and brought down. Good defensive play over there by Keith Kurtz. Kurtz will trip him up just enough to get him down. After a short gain, a gain of one, we'll call it second and nine from the 36-yard line. They're going to stay 2 yards, second and eight now for Mound City after a 2-yard gain by Gillum Water after the fake pitch. A quick first quarter as Mound City kind of playing this slow game right now a little bit, waiting for that play clock to kind of dwindle down before they tried to the football. Good strategy. Heard a little bit in the pregame. The South Holt Knight is just, they're lethal. They're fast. They can score quickly. Mound City takes the ball. Handoff straight up the middle to Livengood. Livengood won't go down. Now he's brought down. Won't after he fought for those yards. They gained about 3 yards and that might have been the toughest 3 yards of the season for Livengood, but he does get up to about the 40-yard line now. We'll call it third down, a long five to go. Either a long third down and five or a short third down and six, however you want to look at it, we'll be all right with that. The Panthers back in the huddle again. The play clock's running, game clock's running. 7:55 left to go here, second quarter. Now they break the huddle. Back under center, or back right behind him is Livengood. He'll hand it right back to Livengood. Oh, he blew it up. That's Nolan. Good defensive play by Kendall Nolan, getting in there quickly and meeting Livengood in the hole. No gain on the play. Gain of little on the play. Fourth down, we'll still call it five. Fourth down, 5 yards to go. 7:24 left to play, first quarter again. Mound City in front here. 20-8. 20-8 the score. You heard that right. 20-8 Mound City in front of South Holt. Now, in the gun, a different formation now for the Panthers. Haven't seen this one. Twins both ways. Gillum Water takes a snap. Jump pass. Up and, oh, nice one-handed catch. One-handed catch by Creighton Rope, and he'll take it all the way. It's a 40-yard touchdown pass from Gillum Water to Rope, and that will make the score 26-8 with 6:56 left to play here, second quarter. Gillum Water took the football in the gun, acted like he was going to do a quarterback draw, and then just did a little jump pass up and over the defense, and Rope got back there and was behind the defense right away. And he took it all the way to the goal line for another score for Mound City. Now the two-point conversion. Under center goes Gillum Water. Gillum Water under center, takes the handoff, hands it off to Livengood, who fights across the goal line, and good. That will make the score 28-8. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake and Tasha in Ottawa or Fall City today. Again, this scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's a four-play, 45-yard touchdown pass from Cole Gillum Water to, I find my notes here, Creighton Rope. Rope took it to the house, a 40-yard touchdown pass. Capped off that four-play, 45-yard drive, a 40-yard pass from Gillum Water to Rope, and then a two-point conversion good by Quentin Livengood. That makes the score 28-8. Mound City in front. They'll kick off, looking to kick it deep this time. It bounces. Ball's loose. And let's see who came out of that pile. Everyone's everywhere. It kind of bounced off of a receiving Knight, but it's going to stay with Sal Holt. They tried to do it again. And they could not do it that time, so South Holt will have the football. 6:56 to go here. 6:56 left to go, second quarter. Sorry, I'm trying to jot down notes, and this isn't as easy as Randy and John make it, I'll tell you that, or Lucas. And those guys know what they're doing. I'm just kind of a newbie here. 28-8, Mound City in front. The Knights football, they'll have it at their own 34-yard line. Looking at 46 yards to go to the goal line. The Knights break the huddle. Metzger in the shotgun. He turns, hands it off to Nolan. Nolan looking to get around the right side. Wrapped up. Good form tackle there by Quentin Livengood. I've said that name a lot tonight. Livengood having a heck of a game here this evening. That's a 2-yard loss on the run by Nolan. That's not something you see very often. If you're a Knight fan, Nolan getting that brought down in the backfield. He's a big kid. He's a fast kid, and just a great defensive play overall. Was Livengood just got the better on that matchup? This is a fun one so far. A lot of action. Great athletes out on the field too. Now Metzger splits two receivers off left, one to his right. He takes the ball. Quarterback run, quarterback draw. He goes to the 30. Now crosses, come back towards the near field, and he's going to score. He'll take it in from his own 32-yard line. 32-yard line. That's a 48-yard touchdown run by Cole Metzger. 2-point conversion coming here. That makes the score 28-14, just like that. The Knights do strike quickly. We did mention that earlier. Metzger on the little quarterback draw got up the left side, cuts back off the defense, scores on the right side near the score, near the press box here. And that makes the score, like we said, 28-14, pending a point after attempt. This is Trevor Mark getting ready to kick this football. They ran a fake out of this formation last time. They'll do it again. Option left. Cross the goal line. That's correct, and he will do it. 2-point conversion, good. That was Cade Kurtz, McCary. And that makes our score 28-16. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Football in Missouri on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. It was a 2-play, 48-yard touchdown run, 46-yard touchdown drive, but a 48-yard touchdown run by Metzger makes our score of 28-16. Mark will kick this one off, kicks it through the end zone, so the Mound City Panthers will start with the football at their own 15-yard line at the 6:03 mark of this second quarter. At their own 15, Mound City still looking at the advantage, 28-16. The two scoring drives that Southold is capped on, they've had four drives. One started with a fumble on the first play of the offensive possession for Southold. The next time they got the football wasn't until the 2:43 mark of the first quarter, and it was a 1-play, 39-yard drive. A 39-yard run by Metzger. We'll come back to that in a second. Gillenwater under center for the Panthers. He fakes it left, goes right, crosses through some defenders, gets tripped up, brought down after a short gain. I did not see who came up with that tackle. It'll be second down, 9 yards to go. 1-yard run for Gillenwater that time. Gillenwater, again, as we talked about a little bit in the pregame, Gillenwater is the quarterback of this team. He has rushed for about 850 yards this season, thrown for 750, so he also has accounted for 1,500 yards. So an overall good player for the Panthers, just a junior signal caller. I'm sorry, he is a senior. Gillenwater's a senior. Now here's a play. Gillenwater looking to pass, just throws it up in the air, and it's poked out of there. Prusman breaks up the pass. Great defensive play. I thought he was burnt. The Panthers had August Meadows over here on the left side towards the press box, and good hustle by Prusman to get over there. Tylen Prusman ran over there to break that pass up, brings up third down, 9 yards to go for the Panthers. Back to Gillenwater, 1,500 yards on the season. He averages about 85 passing yards a game, about 90 rushing yards. So about a 200-yard all-purpose yards guy every game. Trips both ways, Gillenwater. Avoids traffic, goes up the left side, cross through defenders, now get across the 25-yard line and brought down after a first. It's got to the first down marker and gives the Panthers a fresh set of downs. Coming down to make the tackle for the Knights that time was Brock Rau. Rau brings him down. Play clock rolling. Mound City back in the huddle. First down at the 27-yard line. Three plays to get to 12 yards. They got it at the 27-yard line. First down 10. 4:53 showing on the clock. 28-16. Mound City still in front here. They break huddle. Twins, both sides, right and left. Now a whistle and a timeout on the field. South Hill will take one. We'll take one, too. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Oregon, Missouri. South Holt at the High School of South Holt here this evening in Oregon. Mound City came to town, come down 59 for this playoff football game. They find themselves with the lead, the Panthers do, up 28-16 here, halfway through the second quarter. They break the huddle after the timeout by the Knights. Gillenwater in the gun. Twins both ways again. He tries to go up the middle, and he'll be brought down by a couple of South Hold defenders, Nolan as well as Trevor Marked in there for the Knights that time. That'll bring up second down, 8 yards to go for Mound City here. Again, breaking a little bit of time. We do, like I said, do have that update from Pawnee City. Wilcox Hildreth in front after 3, 18-8. If you're looking for that game, that's over on our sister station, KTNC. Lucas Freshel, Troy Nelson with that call here in Oregon. We got Twins both ways. Oh, and wiggle motion is going to be called on Mound City. There was a motion coming across the field. The receiver on the far side took off a little bit early. They're going to have a false start, 5-yard penalty, back them up 5, and it'll be second down, 13 yards to go for Mound City. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3, live from Oregon, Missouri tonight, playoff football. My name is Cody Shawong. Tom Cates, our studio engineer tonight. Under gun, Gillenwater goes back to pass. He's got Livengood good wide open, and there they go. To 15, the 10, 5, touchdown, Clinton Livengood. Clinton Livengood takes it to the house. On a huge touchdown pass, trying to add up the yards here, that would be a 56-yard touchdown pass from Gillenwater to Livengood. The Panthers strike once again. Still a little time left to go here, second quarter. Scoreboard shows 34-16. Under the two-point conversion attempt now. Gillenwater under center. Two backs behind him. He'll turn. He'll hand it off to Durr. Durr will try to reach the goal line, and they're going to say no good. Two-point conversion, no good. So that'll make our score 34-16. Mound City in front now. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more.
Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring recap brought to you by Arm Booster Motor Company in Falls City, your local GMC dealer in Falls City. It was a 5-play, 65-yard touchdown drive by Mount City, capped off by a 56-yard touchdown pass from Gillenwater to Quentin Livengood, and that makes our score 34-16. Mount City will hold the football. Southold will get it back with 3:36 left to play here, second quarter. Now the Panthers have kind of opened this thing up. It's a three-score game now. As you look at it, 34-16, 3:36 to play, second quarter. The Panthers have been kicking some onside kicks, trying to get the ball back, not letting it get back into the hands of Prusman, the speedy returner. Here's the kick, and they'll kick it off to the left side this time, diving on the football. That goes Cale Kearns. Cale Kearns jumps on the football for the Knights. They'll have the football at their own 35-yard line. Clock shows 3:31 to play. In the second quarter, if you're a Knights fan, you're looking for them to score here. Now they break huddle. Metzger will have it. Metzger, the signal caller, the junior signal caller for the Knights, he'll be in the gun. Next to him is Griffin Kimmerling, as well as Kendall Nolan, backs on each side of him, 1 foot out far left. He takes the snap, claps his hands, gets the ball, takes it up the middle, quarterback draw, left side, gets 10 yards, and gets brought down, an ankle tackle over there by Meadows. Meadows saves Metzger from going to the goal line once again. Metzger got brought down after a 12-yard gain, brings it up on first down, 10 yards to go from the Panther 34-yard line. Metzger in the gun, Nolan beside him. He takes it, hands it to Nolan. Nolan breaks outside left, name, chopped down as he was trying to make a cut over there to bring him down. Goes Kane Durr. Durr brings him down after a short loss on the play. Brings up second down, 10 yards to go still for the Knights. Now under center, let's see. Back in the backfield is Prusman. Prusman takes the direct snap, goes up the right side, and gets brought down by Chase Meyer that time for the Panthers. So it was Prusman taking the direct snap. He'll gain a few, brings up third down, 3 yards to go for the Knights. Back in the normal shotgun, Metzger, Nolan on his left. He hands to Nolan. Oh, big opening on the left side, and it gets tripped up once again. Gillenwater brings him down. That one looked, from my point of view, that Nolan was going to go to the house that time. And a good trip up there by Gillenwater, getting him on the grass. Metzger back looking at a fresh set of downs. First down, 10 yards to go. Metzger takes the snap, claps his hands, goes to the left side, through the traffic. Now he breaks free, to the goal line, touchdown, 20-yard touchdown run by Metzger. That's his third of the ball game. He scored from 39, 48, and now 20 goes Metzger. Makes the score 22-34, or 34-22, Panthers in front. Two-point conversion try here. Metzger brings his team to the line. Metzger splits two receivers right, one in the slot, and then one receiver far left, and a tight end right over the left guard. Takes the claps his hands, back to pass, looks to throw, finds Nolan. Oh, it bounced off his hands. No good. Two-point conversion. No good. Makes our score. Mount City 34, South Holt 22. 2:05 left to play here. Second quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Contact Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Fall City. It's a 5-play, 45-yard touchdown drive capped off by a 20-yard touchdown run by Cole Metzger, his third of the ball game now. As we talked, he scored from 39, 48, and now 20, and he gets the Knights right back into this ball game. The Mound City Panthers in front still. 2:05 left to play second quarter. Mound City 34, South Hole 22. Mark, kicking the football. Back to kick, kicks it deep, and through the end zone once again for a touchback. So that's three touchbacks now for Mark on the same amount of opportunities had. So it'll be Mound City football from their own 15 once again with 2:05 left to play here first half. Cole Gillenwater brings his team out in the huddle. First down and 10. Nearing halftime here. Panthers looking to score once again. This is Gillenwater under center. Two backs behind him. That's Live and Good and Durr. He'll hand it to Durr up the left side through traffic. It loses the football. And there, are they going to say? Let's see what they say. That's Metzger with the football in his hand. But they're going to say he was down. I wondered about that. It kind of looked a little funny. Peter Metzger came out with it for the Knights. But Durr was down first on the run. So still Panther football. Second down 8. Panthers survive there. A little bit of a scary moment if you're a Panthers fan, but they retain possession. Durr got down on the ground before he lost the football. So it'll be second down, 8 yards to go. Clock shows 1:35 here. Panthers pretty content with kind of letting this clock just kind of dwindle down. Gillenwater under center. He'll turn, take the handoff. He'll go to the right side. Here's a flag on the play. He'll get to the right side, brought down over there by Brock Rau. Rau will bring him down, but a flag on the play. Holding is going to be the preliminary indication on the Panthers, so that'll back him up. And we'll replay second down. 1:20 on the clock. Second down, let's see that the Knights have the opportunity kind of to decline this penalty. Are they going to do that? There's some discussion going on. The White Hats talking to the sideline here, probably trying to talk to Coach Josh Peterson, I would assume. And now they will back him up. So they'll back him up 10 yards. It'll be second down, 18 yards to go for Mound City. 1:20 to play here, second quarter, as we talked there momentarily. Panthers football waiting for the play to get called in from the sideline. Still waiting. Still waiting. Are we going to have a timeout here? The clock is dwindling down. 1:08 left to play here. Second quarter, now reaching the one-minute mark. Now the umpire's hand is up in the air, starting the countdown. Now they're waiting. Now they're going to wait and take a timeout. 52 seconds left to play, second quarter. Mound City in front, 34-22. They'll have the ball after the timeout. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
We have a final from Pawnee City. We do have a final from Pawnee City. It is Wilcox Hildreth coming out on top in Pawnee City, 33-14. Pawnee City falls in the quarterfinals of six-man football. Six-man football. You could have heard that over on KTNC tonight. Lucas Freshel and Troy Nelson. Troy shooting me a text letting me know that one just went final. Again, your score, Wilcox Hildreth, 33, Pawnee City 14. We're nearing halftime here. We're back out of the timeout. Mound City in front. Gillenwater under center. He takes his position, takes a snap, toss right. This is Live and Good. He gets to the outside and gets back to the original line to gain. Now a whistle and the timeout's going to be taken by South Holt. South Holt will call a timeout. And we'll be back in 30 seconds on Sony 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
You couldn't ask for a better fall evening here. It's November 3rd this evening. Friday night football in Missouri, Oregon, Missouri. The gravel track around the grass football field. The 8-man football field set up, the 80-yard field. Pretty darn cool scene here tonight. We look across the way and see the Mound City Panther fans have traveled well down Highway 59, about a 15-minute jaunt down here to South Holt, to Oregon. Back to live action. Gillenwater under center for the Panthers. Two backs behind him. Gillenwater calls his cadence. Now he'll take the snap, hands it off to Dirt. Dirt will come to the left side and brought down by South Holt. And another timeout's going to be taken by South Holt. We'll keep it right here and get ready for this fourth down play. That was South Holt taking that timeout the last time, too, trying to save a little bit of clock as the clock shows 42 seconds. Now we got a player down for Mound City. You've got a player down. This is Durr. Zane Kander down for Mound City. So we will step away for 30 seconds. We'll be back to high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, fantastic information for you, Mound City fans. Kane Durr up and walking off the field in his own power. Looks like he wanted to come back in, but he'll have to obviously sit out a play here. But did walk off the field in his own power. Looks like he's going to be back in this ball game. We still got a timeout on the field earlier today. This doesn't happen very often, but we had three football games for you here this evening, and I'm topping it off in the nightcap. You save the best for last, folks, or the worst for last, whichever way you want to look at it. We got South Holt at Mound City, and I don't mean the football game. I mean the announcer himself. It's just, you know, you kind of just get what you bargain for. But we're here. We're live. We're bringing you football. Earlier this afternoon, Ben Johnson, it was Johnson Brock coming up a little bit short. Randy Gatula and Blaine Barons had the call on that one. Johnson Brock falls. Their season ends after a fantastic season. Their only loss on the year was today. And then earlier, just a little bit ago, the last one wrapped up. That was Lucas Freshel and Troy Nelson on the call on KTNC on the other side. Pawnee City came up a little bit short to Wilcox Hildreth, and that finishes off their season as well in six-man football in Nebraska. A fourth down play coming up. Fourth down, 7 yards to go. Gillenwater back in the punting formation. I would assume south of Gillenwater's lakes here. Maybe wanting to scramble for this thing. Oh, it snaps over Gillenwater's head. He takes it. He tries to get it away. He kicks it now. Kick is downfield. Oh, great punt. He got that thing clear back to his goal line, and the Knights will let the ball bounce. Metzger just lets it bounce. Clock shows 34 seconds. What a fantastic play. I can't say enough how good that was. Gillenwater, the ball went over Gillenwater's head, went all the way back to the goal line. Ended up collecting it, ran through the end zone, and still kicked it out of the end zone, and got the ball back down to the Knight 31-yard line, so a long field with 34 seconds left to play. I think South Holt might have one more timeout. Let's see what happens here in this ball game. 34 seconds left to play second quarter. The Knights trail 22-34 with the football. Metzger takes his snap. Back to pass. Looking. Now decides to roll. Ball is going to be tipped. The Mound City Panther got their hand on it. That'll bring up second down, 10 yards to go. Lost about 5 seconds on the clock there. Clock shows 29 seconds now. Play till halftime. Play comes in. Metzger trots onto the field. He was looking for Kurtz that time. He thought about running it, then he pulled up, decided to pass it downfield. Pass was tipped and incomplete. Back in the gun, Metzger, no one next to him, a receiver on each side, and a tight end on the right. Metzger takes the snap, back to pass once again. Oh, trying to run a screen to Nolan, and Nolan can't come up with it. Pass is going to be incomplete. Nolan let that one go right through his hands. Just tried to look up field just a little bit too early, I'd say. And it'll bring up down now a third down, 10 yards to go for South Holt. 25 seconds left to play, second quarter. Nearing halftime. I feel like I've been saying that for about 20 minutes now. Probably have been. South Holt with the football. Tom Cates keeping me on track tonight back at the studio. Always appreciate our studio engineers helping us out, us announcers sitting in the booth. Metzger in the gun, takes a snap, quarterback draw. This has worked before. Metzger on the right side, gets past the defender and out of bounds after a first down run. He's going to get down to the 37-yard line of Mound City. Good for a first down. 20 seconds left to play here, second quarter. So a little bit of time left to work. Metzger will have the football, and they come over the football. That's Tyson Skeen. Now they'll huddle up. Cade Kurtz will run the play in for the night. Cruzman out there. Kurtz out there. Skeen the center. Brock Rao, the left guard. Trace Millen, right guard. Nolan in motion. Stops. Metzger, back to pass. Crossing pattern. Looks deep. Goes deep. And it's broken up incomplete for a second. Tylan Prusman had his hands on that one. And the ball came out, so the pass will be incomplete. 14 seconds left to go here. Now till halftime. Second down, 10. From their own 30, from the 37-yard line of Mound City, the Knights have the football. Twins both ways. Nolan on the near side near me. He's a good receiver. Metzger takes a snap, claps his hands, back to pass. He looks deep, throws it towards Nolan on the right side, and it's going to be incomplete. And a flag is going to be thrown. That's going to be a pass interference, so that'll move the football down the field as Nolan was to go there and catch the football. The Panthers got there just a little bit too early, and the pass interference is going to be the call on the field. The clock shows 8 seconds left to play here, second quarter. Now it's going to be, let's see where they move the football to. Metzger having a conversation with the white hat. The Knights starting to come over towards the sideline to grab the play from Coach Peterson. Now the officials will step off the foul. Be about a 15-yard penalty. 15-yard penalty from the spot that time, so that'll put the football. That'll put the football at the 22-yard line. 8 seconds. Again, 8 seconds left to go till halftime. The Knights come back onto the field in those black uniforms, as we mentioned in the pregame. We got two receivers on both sides. Twins both sides, as some would call it. Metzger in the gun. Metzger gets the from Skeens. Back to pass. Metzger looking deep, throwing deep, left side, up, and incomplete. Can't come down with that one. Clock shows 3 seconds left to go. Intended for Prusman. Prusman couldn't pull that one in. Another play. Probably the last play of the half coming up for South Holt here. As the clock shows 3 seconds, South Holt looking at a 12-point deficit, 34-22. The Panthers get the football. Remember, the Panthers kicked an onsider to start this game, so it will be Mound City football when we come back in the third quarter. We'll have a halftime show, and we'll check your weather all at halftime here. Last play of the quarter, and a flag on the play first, maybe a preliminary indication of false start on South Holt. And that is what it's going to be. So it'll back them up 5 yards, and it'll be second down 15 to go. So from the 22-yard line, 27-yard line, that backed them up 5. I apologize. 27-yard line, that'll be a heave to the end zone, I would assume. We'll see here what the Knights draw up. Nolan and Kurtz are over towards Coach Peterson. Now they'll both jog onto the field together, bringing the play in. The Knights are in the huddle. Still in the huddle. Now the Knights break the huddle. Now there might be a clock malfunction just a little. See if they can reset it. The clock shows 0:00:03. There we go. Now I think they got it to 3 seconds. The officials might just have to keep an eye on this thing. Technical difficulties is what we'll call this. Everybody's lined up to play. Now they're ready for play. Signal's been taken. Metzger in the gun. Big play. Trying to score before the half. 3 seconds. Metzger in the gun. Takes a snap. Claps his hands. Back to pass. Looking deep. Chucks it deep. Down the right side. Passes up in the air. It's caught, but it's going to be out of bounds. Kurtz did a great job of diving for that football there, but that's going to take us to halftime. Our halftime score, Mound City 34, South Holt 22. Stick with us during this halftime show. We'll have a wrap recap of the first half. Go back, check out the weather, see what the next week's going to bring for you, and then we'll be back for second half action. You're enjoying high school football, 8-man Missouri playoff football on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
The Mound City R2 School System is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 School System, Panther Pride.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, a little bit of a wrench came into my plan for the whole 2 minutes and then come back with a little bit of a first half recap and then the weather. Looked up at the clock after I was taking some notes down, and the clock shows 18 minutes. So a 20-minute halftime here in South Holt here this evening. Give the players a little extra time. So we'll just make sure Tom stands by with some extra 2 minutes, because you definitely don't want to listen to me talk that long. Okay, a little bit of the scoring for the squads in the first half. It was Mound City quickly out in front. They got on the board first with a let's go back. They kicked an onside kick to start the ball game. That really jump-started for the Panthers. Kicked an onside kick, got the football right back, marched down the field on a 5-play, 40-yard drive. Kane Durr rushed to the end zone. That made the score 8-0 after the good 2-point conversion. And then another onside kick got the defense going for the Panthers, made the Knights fumble on the first play of the Knights offensive series. They fumbled. Mound City got the ball back and went 11 plays, 56 yards, and then capped it off on the lone pass of the drive on an 8-yard touchdown pass from Gillenwater to Durr. the two-point conversion was no good. That made our score 14-0. And then on the very next possession, the clock was all the way down to 2:43, so the Mound City Panthers had the football a long time. But on the first possession, the next time the Southhold Knights had the ball, it was a one-play, 39-yard touchdown run by Metzger, and the two-point conversion was good on a rush by Mark, made the score 14-8 on the very next possession. For the Panthers, they drove down the field once again. They went on a six-play, 65-yard touchdown drive, and there was another pass, this time to Durr. It was Gillenwater. I'm sorry, that was a run by Durr. Kane Durr rushed in again, so he's got two touchdowns on the game. It made our score 20-8 after the two-point conversion was no good. On the next possession, for the Southhold Knights, they turned over on downs, a four and out for the Knights that time. And then the Panthers got the ball back and drove it down the field once again for a four-play, 45-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 40-yard touchdown pass from Gillenwater once again to Creighton Rope. So another good drive for the Panthers, made the score 28-8 after the two-point conversion was good. On the next possession for the Knights, they drove down the field, a five-play, 45-yard touchdown drive, and it was Metzger again finding the end zone. He scored from 20 yards out that time. He has three rushing touchdowns in the first half. Gillenwater has three touchdown passes, and Durr has two touchdown rushes. So offensively, the quarterbacks for both squads are really doing it all here, but it's the Panthers with the advantage. And it came defensively and special teams. You kind of wondered, as we came into this ball game, where some of the advantages that Mound City could talk. You heard the coaches talking in the pregame show, and they knew they had to kind of limit some of the things that Southhold did. And I would definitely say their special teams in that first defensive play on the fumble got the kickstart going for the Panthers, and that's why they find themselves ahead here at halftime, 34-16, our score. We'll send it back to the studio now, and we'll check in on your weather. And then we'll take it back for another 2 minutes, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. Maybe we'll have an update on what's going to happen later on this week, and we'll check in maybe with the Auburn score as well and see what happens from there. So we enjoy you joining in with us tonight. We're in Oregon, Missouri. My name's Cody Schwank. Tom Cates, our studio engineer this evening. We enjoy you listening as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. Again, our halftime score, 34-22, Mound City in front of Southhold. We'll be back momentarily on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 37 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Dry with temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the mid-60s to the upper 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Fall City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Oregon, Missouri. We have a couple of finals that we got a hold of. And so we talked earlier, but we're just going to run through them again. Johnson Brock did fall this afternoon to a really good, what it sounded like on the radio if you turned in. They did fall to Sandhills Thedford, 60-28. That Sandhills Thedford team seemed like they had really good quarterback play. Randy Gatula, Blaine Barons had the call on that one. Hope you joined in on that one. But Johnson Brock, great season, but did fall this afternoon, 60-28. Pawnee City, we do have a score in that one as well. You could have heard that one over on KTNC just a little bit ago. They did fall as well. They had Wilcox Hildreth come to town, and they fell 33-14 in that one. So that ended Pawnee City's season as well in six-man football. Again, that was Troy Nelson giving me the update on that one. Then Randy Gatula just texted me and said Auburn fell this afternoon 56-7. So Auburn, another great season for the Bulldogs, but did come up a little bit short this afternoon in that one. So our current score here in Oregon, it's South Holt 22, Mound City 34. The Panthers look at a 12-point advantage here. We're still at halftime, so we'll send it back to the studio for another 2 minutes, come back, and talk a little bit more about some things. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rope Elizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robot will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Cody Schwong back with you in Oregon, Missouri tonight at South Holt High School. It is halftime here, and Mound City Panthers are in front, 34-22. As the players are starting to get back up, get stretched out, they come back onto the field. The Knights come out first. The halftime speech wrapped up. They'll get back out, get stretched up, and be ready for second half action. We want to remind everybody, we're not sure what will happen here between these two teams here, but I would assume we'll try to cover one or the other. Maybe I'm not 100% sure who we'll have, but stay tuned to our Facebook page, Sunny 101.3 Facebook page, or go right over to the main man, Randy Gatula. He puts on some Facebook posts, lets people know where we're going to be at, what station we're going to be on. Don't forget that you can always listen live on mscsports.net. There's a little link at the top that says Listen Live. Click on that, and then right now we're on KLZA. So if you have some family members that want to tune in here the second half, it's just a 12-point game, so it's anybody's ball game yet. If you have some family that ain't in the local area and can't hear it locally, tell them to get on over there to mscsports.net. Click on the Listen Live button in the top right corner, and KLZA is where you'll find us here this evening, bringing you high school football from Missouri. We will send it back for one more two-minute break, and then we'll be back for second half action. You're enjoying high school football playoffs from Oregon, Missouri on Sunny 101.3.
This holiday season, join us in making a difference in our community. Each year, Nemaha County Hospital proudly sponsors the Nemaha County Gifts Back effort. This invaluable fundraiser provides food and gifts to our neighbors in need, right here in our own community. Every dollar raised stays local, impacting those who need it most. Your generous, tax-deductible donation can be made online at nemahacountyhospital.com. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter for everyone. Nemaha County Gives Back, because giving is the true spirit of the season.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS in service, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, folks, whenever I mentioned in the early going of this game that there was a decent crowd on hand this evening, I think I definitely underestimated that. I kind of stood up and looked around here. On the gravel track, folks bring in their lawn chairs and their blankets, and they kind of parked all the way around this track. And what a great turnout after I looked around a little bit. What a great turnout. Of course, these teams aren't too far apart, but it is amazing in these small little communities that such a great turnout from both squads, showing the community support, showing the schools support, both schools, not just one, but both schools support. People traveled down Highway 59 to join us here this evening at South Holt, and then the people of Oregon showed up as well and are enjoying high school football here this evening on a nice Friday night, 60-degree night in Oregon. Again, my name is Cody Shawong. Tom Katz, our studio engineer this evening. We are nearing third quarter action. Again, Mound City in front 34-22 as we're getting ready to open up this third quarter. It is 8:30. We want to return or make sure everyone understands they're listening to KLZA Sunny 101.3. It is 8:30, so we will let everyone know of that. Again, nearing the third quarter, we will be Mound City football. Or it'll be South Holt kick into Mound City football, or Mound City, I should say, on the opening kickoff of the game. Mound City did kick an onsider, so anything is up in the air. I shouldn't say whose ball it is, but it will be South Holt kicking to Mound City. Wanted to put a plug in here. Jackson Schaefer. We talked about it in the pregame. You heard it from Coach Peterson in the interview with Mr. Nixon. Jackson Schaefer, a senior, tore his ACL in week 7, and I spoke with the athletic director, Ted Quinlan, before the ball game. And Ted said, you know, he just had surgery last week. He probably won't be here tonight. I just glanced down here, and Jackson's sitting on the bench, man, encouraging his teammates. As the Knights come back over here to the side, they're all giving him some high fives and knuckles and there's a lot to be said about a leader that can show up and just be kind of a vocal leader. Doesn't always have to be in pads or anything, but a cool moment just for me kind of look down there and see Jackson Schaefer, senior, being a leader from the bench with that torn ACL, the crutches next to him. There comes Cole Metzger over the quarterback, giving him a high five as the Panthers are still down doing a little stretching in the end zone. They put another three minutes up on the clock for the teams to get stretched out. So what we'll do is send it back for a 1-minute timeout. And, then we'll be back for third quarter action. I'll grab another drink of water and you grab yourself a popcorn or whatever you're comfortable in. Or if, I know some of the folks listening, maybe a blanket and bundle up next to your phone and we'll, be ready for second half action. You're enjoying high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for adults as well. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. Learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We are back at South Holt High School in Oregon, Missouri. Both teams huddled up, making some last-second adjustments as we get ready to open up this second half. The Metzger out there throwing the ball around. Mound City trotting back over from their end zone, back over to their sideline as they come to a standing and applauding fan crowd over there. They welcome the Panthers back to their sideline. Both teams back on their respective sidelines now. And in just a moment, we'll have both squads back out here. Again, my name is Cody Shawong, bringing you play-by-play here this evening. Tom Cates, our engineer, back at the studio. at KLZA, helping us bring high school football to you here this evening. This is playoff football in Missouri. They call this the district semifinal game. So as Mr. Quinlan told me just a little bit ago, think of it as next week would be the district final game. So if you're wondering, the Panthers do come in here 4-6, so they kind of play through a district to get there. They call this the 275 district, so Highway 275. There's teams up and down that. This would be a semifinal game as South Holt, I believe, would be on the top of that, the number one seed, the Panthers, somewhere in the mix there. So a semifinal football game, the second half coming your way. We are ready for kickoff. As the Knights have it teed up, this is Mark. Trevor Mark has it teed up for the Knights. They will look. He has a couple touchbacks in the ball game. Has it teed up. Make sure his squad is ready. Here's the kick. Kick is long and deep and caught at about the 2-yard line by Lyman Good. Lyman Good around the left side, comes up the right side, and brought down. Good tackle there by Tylen Prushman to bring down Lyman Good. Lyman Good had a full head of steam that time. Prushman brought him down. So they'll start with it at the 17-yard line. Their own 17 is where they'll have the football. First and 10. The Panthers break the huddle. Again, Cole Gillenwater, the quarterback, the senior quarterback for Mound City, under center, two backs behind him. He waits for the snap, calls the cadence, turns, hands off right up the middle. I believe that was Lyman Good. We'll see when they get up. Yep, Lyman Good on the carry. Getting up out of that pile comes Cade Kurtz for the Knights. A gain of 5 on the play. Takes it to the 22-yard line. Second down, 5 yards to go for Mound City. First play of the second half. Mound City still in the huddle. The Panthers look across the field towards Coach Standerford over there, waiting to get the play in. Now they do so. Break huddle. Gillenwater with Lyman Good and Durr behind him. Durr kind of set off to the right side, but right in line with Lyman Good in the halfback position. Here's a handoff and a sweep. Quarterback sweep. Turn around the right side. Goes around almost near the first down line. The game, but it's going to be brought up short. That was Gillenwater on the carry that time. Getting over there for the tackle for South Holt goes to Trace Millen for the Knights. Third down. 1 yard to go. A long 1 yard here. The Panthers still in the huddle. Clock running. Gillenwater goes in to grab the play. Breaks huddle. Goes under center. Tight formation. One tight end each side. The two running backs, and then Gillenwater under center. Takes the snap. Hands off. Straight up the middle, and the play is blown up. That was a handoff to Lyman Good, and Cade Kurtz blew in there and made the tackle for the Knights. What a great play by Cade Kurtz to get Lyman Good down in the backfield. That'll bring up fourth down. They lost on that play. Fourth down, and I think 3 or 4 yards to go. They're going to call it 3 yards. It's a long 3 yards for the Panthers. Now Gillenwater will trot over the sideline over to Coach Standerford. Standerford will listen something, whisper something in his ear. Gillenwater trots back onto the field, into the huddle. They break, come over the football. Same formation. It's tight, tight. One tight end on each side, two running backs. Gillenwater under center. He turns, fakes it, looking to pass the football. Has a receiver there. Now he'll take off and run up the left side. One man to beat, and he'll get a first down, and then he'll go out of bounds. Over here past the 35-yard line, Gillenwater gets the first down, fourth down, 5, and he gets about 10. That'll take the football out past the 35-yard line. At the 37-yard line, Mount City will have a fresh set of downs, first and 10 for the Panthers. Getting him knocked out of bounds for South Holt that time came Griffin Kimmerling towards the near side to us that time. Gillenwater was back to pass, didn't have any options open, just tucked it and ran it. Had to get around a couple of defenders of South Holt, did so, and got the first down. Mound City comes out of the huddle, over the football. Same formation, still that tight formation. They haven't spread it out yet this half like we saw in the first half. Gillenwater under center, waiting for the snap, now takes it, fakes it off the right side. He'll take off the right side, gets about 10 and brought down right at the first down marker. They're going to call it first down, moving the chains. Another first down run for Mound City, a 10-yard gain for Gillenwater. Now at the 34-yard line, of the night, Mound City driving once again here early in this first, in the first series of the second half. They get burned 2.5 minutes off the clock, 9:24 showing on that. First down 10, Mound City in front. Now moves it into Knights territory. Ball is at the 33-yard line for the Panthers. Play clock is reset, so the Panthers are still in the huddle. Still in the huddle. Now they break huddle. A little bit of confusion there. Now Panthers over the football. Same formation, too tight. Two backs in the backfield behind Gillenwater. Gillenwater turns, hands it off on a sweep, comes over to Durr. Durr is wrapped up immediately. No gain on the play. Second down, 10 yards to go. Tackle made by Kurtz and Mark for the Knights. Second down and 10. 8:33 left to go. A good drive cooking for Mound City here. That was the sixth play. We're nearing or coming up on the seventh play of the drive already. They've burnt 3.5 minutes, nearing 4 minutes of game clock. Now Gillenwater draws back onto the field with the play coming from the sideline. Same formation, too tight. One running back right behind Gillenwater, one offset to the right next to the fullback. Turns, sweep, Livengood on the right side. Gets out across the 30-yard line of the Knights, knocked out of bounds, and brings up about a third down, 5 yards to go for Mound City after the Live and Good run. Back in the huddle we go. Mound City, third down. Big down here for both squads. 7 minutes, 59 seconds showing on the clock as Live and Good got out of bounds that time. Ball is on the 29-yard line of the Knights. The Panthers moving from my right to my left now. Gillenwater under center, directly in front of me. Gillenwater takes the snap, turns, hands it right to the fullback, straight up the middle, and he gains about 3 yards. He'll be brought down by Kurtz once again, brings up a fourth down and 3 yards to go for Mound City. Fourth down, 3 yards to go here from the 26-yard line. Got to have the 26. Marker is on the 23, so 3 yards to go for Mound City. Fourth down. You can hear some of the South Holt fans as we're sitting on the South Holt side, fired up for their defense. The Panthers break the huddle. Same formation. Gillenwater under center. That's Live and Good and Durr in the backfield. He fakes it, goes right, gets around the defender. Now he breaks free. He's on the right side. 2-5. Goal line, touchdown, Gillenwater from 26 yards out. 26-yard touchdown run by Cole Gillenwater for the Panthers. That makes the score 40-22. So a great drive by Mound City there, marching it right down the field to score that touchdown. That was a nine play, 63-yard touchdown drive. 2-point conversion pending. Same formation. Gillenwater under center. Gillenwater turns, takes the handoff, looking to pass. Now almost got brought down, tries to throw it, and he gets it to a receiver. He breaks a tackle, tosses it into the end zone. That was Brown, I believe, that time. Brown, first time I called his name tonight, Chauncey Brown with a 2-point conversion. Touchdown pass makes or the 2-point conversion pass makes it good. That's a 42-22 lead. Panthers in front, 7:08 to play third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. It was a nine-play, 63-yard touchdown. touchdown drive capped off by a 26-yard touchdown run by Cole Gillenwater to stretch the Panthers' lead to 40-22. The two-point conversion good on a Gillenwater pass to Brown. It made our score 42-22. And now here on the kickoff, another onside kick. And I believe they're going to say Mound City recovered that football once again. And sure enough, it is going to be Panther football after the onside kick. So two onside kicks, two successful onside kicks, I should say. And there'll be Panthers football right back to them with 7:08 to play here third quarter. They'll have the football from their own 37-yard line. So they'll have to go 43 yards this time. 37-yard line. Let's see here. It'll break huddle. I believe it'll be Gillenwater once again under center. Gillenwater under center, same formation. Two tight ends, one on each side, and then two backs in the backfield. Hand off to Lavengood. Blown up. Play is just absolutely blown up by the Knights that time. Tried to go with the fullback dive to Lavengood, and the Knights were in there quickly on the stop. Second down, 12 yards to go after a loss on the play. It'll be Panthers opportunity at second and 12. Interesting stat. In the first half, Mound City had six drives. They scored on five of those six drives, and the only one they didn't was late in the second quarter when they punted. Back with 2:05 left to play. This half, they scored on the first possession. They have the football back now, and they had the football handed off to Durr, and Durr is stopped about right in his track. So third down, 12 yards to go now for the Panthers. Has a good defensive play there once again by South Holt. Third down and long to go. Mound City taking a passing situation. We'll see if they go back to that formation with two twins on each side. Gillenwater grabs the play. Clock shows 5:55 left to play. We're past the halfway point of the third quarter. 42-22. Mound City in front. Back on the line. Same formation. Two tight formation. Two backs in the backfield. Gillenwater under center. Turns. Fakes. Looks to throw. Downfield. Tries to go back on a backward pass. And he can't come in with it. That was Durr. Durr had an opportunity. Kane Durr had an opportunity there. And could not complete that pass. Good defensive play by Tylan Prusman back there on the defensive coverage for the South Hold Knights that time. An obvious punting situation for Mound City coming here. Clock shows 5:37 to play third quarter. Mound City huddled up. They break the huddle, and they got twins both sides. Gillenwater in the shotgun, not going to punt. Now he goes, drops back, look at the pass. Now he runs to the left side, getting chased. Now he breaks, turns backfield, crossfield, on the right side, south side of the field. Now he turns it, and he's it downfield, has an open receiver, and he's caught! Oh, my goodness. Creighton Rolfe comes up with the pass. What a play by Gillenwater. I tell you what, that was a lot going on there. Gillenwater came to the left side of the field, out Knights all over him, got across the field, cleared to the right side, then threw it back across his body and just heaved it downfield, about 30 yards and came up in the hands of Creighton Rope, the sophomore, coming in with the big catch for Mound City. So a fresh set of downs at the 25-yard line of the Knights. Mound City breaks huddle. Gillenwater under center this time. Two backs in the backfield, Lavengood and Durr. Under center, Gillenwater takes the snap, hands it off straight up the middle to Lavengood. Lavengood looking to go through there, and he'll be stopped after a short gain. A couple of Knights in there on the stop this time. Nolan getting up out of there, as well as Brock Rao. The two of them came in there and combined on the tackle and brings up a second down and 8 yards to go for Mound City. What a play. On fourth down and 13, the Panthers decide to go for it. And Gillenwater just made something out of nothing. And Ralph just found an open area downfield. Gillenwater threw it with all he had and came up with it. Now they look at a second and 8 after a first down 2-yard run. Here's a pitch right. Livengood gets stopped in the backfield, met by a host of Knights that time. They kind of knew that was coming. Getting up out of the pile comes Rao. Brock Rao with the stop. Loss on the play. Third down, 12 yards to go now. This time for Mound City. They'll look at what they got. 3:55 left to play third quarter. Clock dwindling quickly with the Panthers keeping the football on the ground. The Knights need a turnover or something here to get the ball back. They can score quickly. We've seen it. Metzger, 3 rushing touchdowns in the first half. Just haven't had an opportunity here in the second half to even touch the football. And we're near the quarter point of the third quarter. Dylan Water under center once again. Takes the snap. Fakes the draw. Looks to pass. Throws it downfield. A nice defensive play by Tylan Prusman over there that time for South Hole. They were trying to get the ball to Austin Meadows that time, August Meadows that time, and the ball was knocked away by Tylan Prusman. Meadows was over there running an out route. It's about the 10-yard line. Prusman came out of nowhere and knocked the ball out of bounds. So fourth down opportunity for the Mound City Panthers. Fourth down, 11 to go from the 16-yard line. They break huddle. Same formation. I formation this time. They fake the handoff. Look, the pass once again is Dylan Water. Dylan Water will decide to turn upfield. He gets there, and into the end zone goes Dylan Water. A 16-yard touchdown run by Cole Dylan Water. And this thing is, there's a hole in this thing now as the clock, it shows 3:17 after the score. 2-point conversion pending now. Dylan Water has now thrown for 3 touchdowns in the first half, and he's rushed for 2 touchdowns here in the second half. We've talked about it in the pregame. He can do it all offensively. Pass it, run it. He can score touchdowns. The senior just doesn't want this to be his last game. He's playing like it right now. 2-point conversion attempt. Dylan Water comes under center. I formation. Chase Meyer, the fullback. Durr, the running back. They turn. Hand it to Durr behind Meyer. Durr finds his way to the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. That makes our score Mound City 50. South Holt 22. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farmin' City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farmin' City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Fall City for your Farm Bureau financial needs. It was a 8-play, 43-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 16-yard touchdown run by Cole Gillenwater, his second rushing touchdown of the game, his 5th responsible for in this ball game, makes our score 50-22. Mound City back to kick. This is Gillenwater again. They've been doing onsides all night. Kick this one a little bit, and it's gonna stay in bounds. And the ball rolled around. I don't know who this. I don't know who got the football. Then South Holt went out of bounds. So it. They did come up with it. South Hole got the football. They'll have it. A little bit of confusing over there, but it's South Hole ball nonetheless. It'll be their football, their first possession of the game now, of the second half. I'm sorry, not the game. But 3:17 left to play third quarter, so a long time that the Knights offense has been sitting after that 20-minute halftime. They find themselves with the ball at their own 20, at their own 19-yard line. With a 61-yard field in front of them. Metzger in the gun. They can score quickly. Remind you, the Knights can score quickly. Metzger on the quarterback draw. Weaves his way through traffic. Hits 10 yards. And he gets to the 26-yard line and gets brought down by August Meadows. Good defensive play by Meadows there for the Mound City Panthers. If Meadows wouldn't have brought Metzger down, I don't know that anybody would have. Here comes the Knights quickly over the football. Gain of 7 on the play. Metzger in the gun. Nolan on his right. Turns, hands it off. Nolan on the left side. Big hole. Cross through traffic to the 35-yard line and 36-yard line. He's brought down. First down and 10 coming for the Knights in a hurry here from the 36-yard line at their own 36 still.
Metzger back in the gun. Receivers on both sides, one on each side. Nolan next to Metzger. They hand to Nolan. Nolan looking for a little running room. He'll get about 2 yards. Nolan gets brought down by Livengood that time for the Panthers. Second down and 8 yards to go. Back in the gun. Two receivers on the left, one tight end on the right. Metzger back to pass. Has Kurtz, ooh, can't hook up. That'll bring up third down. Incomplete pass goes from Metzger to Kurtz. Good defensive play, zone defense there by Mound City that time. Third down, 8 yards to go. Third down, 8 yards to go for the Knights. I think Nolan's going to split out way right here towards this side of the press box. Metzger in the gun by himself. Two each way. Metzger waits for the snap, claps his hands, gets the ball, rolls right. Now he's going to decide to run right. Ooh, nice juke move through traffic, still on his feet. Down to the 25-yard line. Now he gets brought down. A big run by Metzger. Once again, we said once he gets the ball in the open field, you don't rush for 1,500 yards in the season by not being able to make people miss. He does so. He gets puts the Knights in a good position at the 25-yard line. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to play third quarter. Metzger back to pass. Metzger going for the big shot, and it's intercepted. The Panthers take it off. I don't know who that is yet. Let's see. Nick Ivey comes up with the INT. Nick Ivey with the INT. He'll get the ball back for Mound City at their own 7-yard line. What a defensive play by Nick Ivey. The Panthers get the football back on the great interception by Ivey as Metzger was looking for Kurtz down that right side. Ivy kept his feet in bounds, kept both feet in bounds, and caught that football and completed the catch all the way to the ground, an interception for the Panthers. Back with the football at their own 7. Switching sheets of paper here. Back to the Mound City side. 2:04 left to play third quarter. Their own 7-yard line. Now in the gun, we got twins both sides. It'll be a direct snap to Gillenwater. Gillenwater met right in the hole by Mark. Good play by Trevor Mark to meet Gillenwater there as he tried to do a quarterback draw. Gain of 1 on the play. Second down, 9 now from the 8-yard line. Good play by the Knights there. Gillenwater looking for a little room. Can't get there. Now the Panthers will huddle up. Gillenwater has his squad ready. Again, Mound City did play last week. They had to play up at Rockport and came from behind to win that game. As I was reading an article this afternoon, they did come behind to win that game. And here they find themselves leading late in the third quarter here at South Holt. Gillenwater, receivers, both sides, twins both sides. Now whistle before the play starts. And what are they going to have? A little movement before the snap. That is what the call is going to be. That'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be second down, 14 yards to go for the Panthers. That's Livengood running the play in from the far side. Nice evening here this evening, like we mentioned before. 1 minute, 19 seconds left to play third quarter. Clock running now. Gillenwater back underneath center. Now he pauses his offensive line, tells everybody to hold on for just a moment. Now he stands. Now he takes his position under center, takes the snap. Goes on the right side. Gain of about 1, possibly. Gillenwater tried to get up that right side. Brought down by the Knights. Brings up third down. 13 yards to go now for the Panthers. The Knights looking to get a stop here defensively. The Panthers have the football. Letting that clock dwindle down. I think they're going to have to run another play. Clock shows 30 seconds, but the play clock should have started, so they should have to run another play here before the end of the quarter. They do. They break the huddle. Clock shows 20 seconds. Gillenwater under center. Two backs behind him. Tight formation. He tosses it to Dirt. Dirt comes on the left side and gets chopped down there. Good play by Kendall Nolan again. Excuse me, that was Cade Kurtz on the tackle that time for South Holt. That'll take us to the end of the first quarter. Mound City finds themselves in front 50-22 over the South Holt Knights. We're nearing the fourth quarter action. You're listening to high school football. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Cody Shawong back with you from Oregon, Missouri tonight. We are in the fourth quarter of the district semifinal here at South Holt High School in Oregon, Missouri. Mound City leads 50-22, fresh 12 minutes up on the clock. Back in punting formation is Gillenwater. Gillenwater takes the snap this time. He'll boot it deep. Good kick. Bounces at the midfield mark, rolls back, and still rolling, gets a good bounce, and gets about to the 32-yard line before Meadows picks it up. And that's where the Knights will have the football. First and 10 from their own 32-yard line. 11:52 left to go, fourth quarter. Their own 32-yard line come the Knights. The Knights can score quickly. Have seen that happen this year. Panthers on defense. Back in the shotgun. Metzger has pressure now. Breaks through pressure. Now looking to dance around. A lot of white jerseys around. Metzger tried to fight through him. He didn't get through. There was about four Panther defenders. Metzger was trying to go through all of them. I think he beat three of them, and the last one brought him down. That's Kane Durr on the stop for the Panthers. A great play by Durr. Metzger. Quickly, back in the shotgun, looking to pass, goes on the left side, completes it to Cade Kurtz. Kurtz, completed pass. That's good for a first down, first and 10 for the Knights. Now there's a player down for the Panthers in the backfield, kind of back by where Metzger was going to throw that football. That's Gillenwater down. He's down on the sideline, down on the field. We'll take a break and be back in 30 seconds. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Fresh in the fourth quarter, 11:50 showing on the clock. The Mound City Panthers find themselves in front 52-22. Gillenwater looks like a little bit of cramp action. Both teams taking a knee for them. We will remind you that just stay tuned to our Facebook page, Sunny 101.3, or Randy Gatula does a good job of putting some Facebook posts together to let you guys know kind of what's going on and who we're going to be covering, when we're going to be covering. We'll continue our high school football coverage as long as there's local teams playing in this postseason. We just reached November here a couple of days ago, so we're in postseason football, and the next thing you know, we'll be looking at getting our basketball broadcast lined up, and we can't wait to bring you some action on that, partially my favorite time of year, some basketball season. What's better than a little high school basketball on a Tuesday or Friday night? Back to live action. Gillenwater's up off the field, jogged off to the sideline under his own power. It'll be South Holt football. They just got a first down, so it'll be first down and 10. Metzger in the shotgun, two receivers to the left. He looks to pass, has Prusman downfield. Prusman. Oh, nice catch. Prusman. Metzger to Prusman. Fantastic catch by Prusman. He had to look that one in over his shoulder, turned around while the ball was in flight, and ended up catching it on his other shoulder that he was looking at originally. Great catch by Prusman. Back in the shotgun in a hurry. Two receivers on the right, one on the left. Metzger has a receiver open. That's Prusman, and it's going to be broken up. Good defense by August Meadows, breaking that football up for Mound City. That's a couple of times we have said August Meadows' name here this evening defensively, and he's made some great defensive plays in that defensive backfield for the Panthers. Back over the football come the Knights. A tight end on the right, one receiver each side. Nolan next to Metzger. Metzger looking to scramble, breaks through traffic, crossover, through traffic, up the middle, and across the goal line. It'll be a 17-yard touchdown run by Cole Metzger for his fourth of the game. Two-point conversion pending here. That was a fast drive as Prusman caught that long pass. That was about a 30-yard pass that Prusman rolled in, and then Metzger topped it off with the 17-yard touchdown run. Marked back to kick. Kick is on the way, up and good. PAT is good. That makes our score. Mound City 50, South Holt 29. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This touchdown drive brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City. Stop by and see Andy or Kelly for your car needs. GMC, Chrysler, or Buick, I can't remember. I tried to nail that down, and I just didn't, so I'm sorry, Andy, if you're listening. But Armbruster Motor Company is your sponsoring business on this touchdown scoring drive. It was a four-play, 48-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 17-yard touchdown run by Cole Metzger for the Knights. The PAT was good by Mark, Trevor Mark, and now the Knights will kick the football. They kick it deep, and it goes past Livengood. Livengood picks it up at his own five-yard line through traffic, and Kate Kurtz is there to bring him down. They did a little bit of a shorter kick that time, Mark did, and it got past Livengood for a moment. He went back, scooped it up, and ended up making a few yards out of that return. They got the ball out to the 12-yard line. That's where they'll have it, first and 10, Mound City, from their own 12-yard line. 11:15 to play here, fourth quarter. The Panthers come out of the huddle in an I formation. That's Myers and Durr. They'll turn and hand it to Durr, and Durr is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage by Noland on the stop for the Knights that time. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Panthers. 10:57 left to play, fourth quarter. Again, your score, 50-29, Mound City in front of South Holt. Now here's a flag on the play. Flag on the play. I don't know what the indication, bear with me here. See what the indication is going to be. Personal foul on South Holt. Personal foul, unsportsmanlike conduct on South Holt. So that'll move the ball ahead 15 yards and a fresh set of downs for Mound City. That'll put the ball at the 26-yard line now. It'll be first down, 10 yards to go for the Panthers. After the unsportsmanlike conduct, personal foul penalty on South Holt. Gillenwater has the team huddled up. He's waiting for the signal from the sideline, still waiting. Now he'll bring the play in, gets the call over here. from Coach Dandruff. He's out of the huddle. Goes under center. Two backs behind him. Too tight. Dylan Water takes a snap. Takes the handoff. Gives it to Live and Good, who loses the football. Ball is on the turf, but it's going to be corralled and scooped up by John Guard, the right guard that time, the freshman. John Guard fell on that football and saved the football from being turned over to the Knights. A fortunate break for the Panthers this time. It'll bring up second down. No loss on the play. Second down, 10 yards to go. The Panthers will bring the play in with Chase Myers. Myers will jog into the football game with the play. Exiting the game goes Live and Good. The Panthers break the huddle into a I formation with Myers at fullback and Durr at running back. Gillen Water under center. He'll turn, hand it off to Durr. Durr. Now the ball, there's the ball. The ball got knocked out of the hands by Durr. I'm going to say it's loose on the turf. A big pile up. The refs are trying to get in there and sort it out. Let's see who they give it to. The Knights are jacked up about it. And there's the indication. The Knights are going to have the football. Fumble on the play. Turn over to the Knights, and they're going to have good field position starting at their 29-yard line of the Panthers. So they'll have good starting field position after the fumble. I think it was just a missed handoff, maybe. I lost the football for a moment. Durr had it, and I don't know if somebody knocked it out of his hands or if he just lost it on the exchange from Gillenwater. Regardless, the ball's at the 29-yard line of the Panthers, and it's going to be an encroachment penalty on the Panthers. So with 9:32 left to play here, fourth quarter, first and 10 from the Mound City 24-yard line now, first and 5 after the penalty. 50-29, Mound City still in front, but South Hole with the football. Coming over the football, come the Knights. We got one receiver near side, two far side, and Nolan in the back there with Metzger. Metzger will turn. Oh, he shifts the positions. Around the right side he goes, gains the first down, and then gets out of bounds. Metzger goes out of bounds after about a 7-yard gain. It'll be a first 10 yards to go, reset the chains for South Hold. Metzger will have the team over the football right away, no huddle. Metzger will be in the backfield, two receivers on the left. The tight end on the right side is Cade Kurtz. Two receivers split out left, Kimmerling and Prusman. Nolan in the backfield with Metzger. Metzger back to pass, looking for Prusman. Oh, now he shovels it outside to Nolan. Nolan wide open to the goal line. Good. 17-yard touchdown pass from Metzger to Nolan. And that makes the score 50-35. Mound City in front. The Knights chipped away there after the touchdown pass. A quick drive for the Knights that time. 17-yard touchdown pass from Metzger to Nolan. And the extra point PAT is pending. Mark back in his formation. Snap is up. Hold is down. Kick is up. And good. PAT is good. That makes our score 50-36. A 14-point game now. 9:20 left to play fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3. Covering the tri-state area.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake Katasha in Auburn or Falls City. It was a two-play, 29-yard touchdown drive capped off by a 17-yard pass from Cole Metzger to Kendall Nolan, and that puts the Knights' deficit back to 14. That's 50-36. Mound City back to receive the kickoff as March has it teed up. The last two drives for the Mound City Panthers has been a punt, and then a fumble has been the last two drives after going with seven touchdowns. Now here's a little bit of a squib kick by Mark. Ball bounces and it's just jumped on by Mountain City. Good heads up play. We'll get the name of that guy whenever he gets up out of that pile. That there is Nick Ivey doing a good job jumping on that football before the Knights could get down there. He just jumped on it, saved it, and the Mountain City Panthers will have first down, 10 yards to go from their own 20-yard line. 9:20 left to play here, fourth quarter. Mountain City under center, too tight, two running backs behind Gillenwater. Gillenwater looks to pass. Now he gets rushed. Now he goes up the left side. Now he's going to toss it deep. He's got a wide open man. Oh, he can't hook up with Livengood. Livengood got behind the defense. I mean, way behind the defense. The play was back at the 20-yard line, and Livengood was standing at the 35 of the Knights, wide open, and they could not convert the pass downfield. So that does two things. First of all, he lost it down there, so it'll be second down 10. But the biggest thing is it did stop the clock. 9:08 to play here, fourth quarter. Second down and 10. Here come the Panthers. Too tight, two running backs, live and good and dirt. Gillenwater under center. He'll hold it there. Now he'll take the snap, rolls right, looking to run with it this time up the right side, bumps into his own guy, gets to the right side, up past about to the 26-yard line. He'll gain six. It'll be third down, 4 yards to go now as Gillenwater made a play with his feet there. Did get out of bounds, so the clock did stop once again, but it'll be third down, 4 yards to go for Mountain City. Crowd still on hand, still fired up. Everybody involved still fired up. The cheerleaders for both teams on their respective sides. Just a good high school football game here. Gillenwater comes back under center. Same formation, two running backs. Here's a toss, left, Durr, trying to get outside. It can't do so. Gets to the line of scrimmage, that's it. And Metzger and Mark was over there. Mark's making a couple of good plays, a lot of good plays, actually, for this Knights defense. And there's another Mountain City Panther down on the field. It's going to be fourth down, 4 yards to go. When we come back, we'll take a 30-minute break or a 30-second break and be back with more action on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It'll be fourth down, 4 yards to go for Mountain City. When we get back to action here, there's 8 minutes and 50 seconds left on the clock. Mountain City is in front here. They find themselves, they've led the whole game. One time they were up 14-0, and at halftime they were up 34-22 at half. And the Panthers have kind of just done what they've wanted to. Gillenwater has just been a big part of their offense. He's got three passing touchdowns, and then he's also added a pair of touchdowns on the ground here in the second half. Both teams out on the field. A little bit of warm weather tonight might have something to do with a little bit of cramping maybe going on, just a little bit different than what we've been used to. It's been cold, hot. We're kind of used to that. We live in the Midwest. The Panthers still down over on the far side of the field. So what we're going to do is we're going to step away for another 30 seconds, and we might be back to live action by the time we get back. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Cody Sharong back with you from Oregon, Missouri. Tonight, we got the Mountain City Panthers and the South Hold Knights. We cracked the window open a little bit in the booth, kind of let some air in here. Got a little hot. I know it's November, but it did get a little hot in here. Twins to both sides. Gillenwater in the gun. Fourth and four. He takes off. He tries to run. Now he'll jump pass over the top. It's open. That's a caught by Chauncey Brown over there. Brown comes down with the completed pass. It'll be a first down for Mound City after the nice completion from Gillenwater to Chauncey Brown. Brown pulled that one in, got a first down. It'll be a fresh set at the 39-yard line, their own 39-yard line, first and 10. Clock's at 8:29 now. 50-36, Mound City in front. In the huddle. Now they break huddle. Gillenwater will come out. Twins both ways once again. Two receivers each side. That's what twins both sides means. Two receivers both sides split out wide. Gillenwater in the gun by himself. The three offensive linemen down and ready. Motion right. It's a toss forward to Creighton Rope and nothing going that time. He'll actually lose about 3 yards on the play and get down, brought down behind the line. And timeout on the field. South Holt will take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The 275 District semifinal football from Oregon, Missouri tonight. South Holt High School. The Panthers traveled down Highway 59 to get here. They find themselves ahead 50-36 over the Knights. They have the football, second and 12 now after the tackle for loss by the Knights that time, as the Panthers are trying to do a little jet sweep around the outside to the right. And now they'll break the huddle. Panthers football, second down, 12 yards to go. Gillenwater puts both receivers or all four receivers out wide, two each side. Same motion. Takes the toss this time. He'll go left. Looks to throw it downfield. Has a receiver, and he can't quite pull it in just through the hands. That was Chauncey Brown over there again, the intended receiver that time. Can't come in with it. That'll bring up third down. 12 yards to go now for Mound City. Back on the defensive coverage that time was Griffin Kimmerling for the Knights. Brings up third down, 12 yards to go. Clock stopped after the incompletion. 8:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Fourth quarter, Panthers still in front 50-36. Again, my name is Cody Schwong. You're enjoying high school football here this evening. We are bringing it to you live from Morgan, Missouri. Our studio engineer, Tom Cates, tonight back at the studio. Same formation, twins both sides, Gillenwater in the shotgun. Has motion left. Oh, a double reverse. Looking to pass it. Throws it downfield and completed. Gillenwater ends up with the football. That was Creighton Rope throwing the football that time to Gillenwater. It was a double reverse pass, and Gillenwater ended up with the football on the near side, on the sideline. Good for a completion. Good for a first down. And first down and 10 comes back the Panthers. Clock should be rolling as the white hat is rolling. He keeps indicating to the booth. Now the clock is rolling. Mound City with the football, waiting for the play to come in. First down and 10. The ball is sitting at the 26-yard line of the Knights. Coming in with the play is Quentin Livengood. Livengood, a senior, runs in the play. Now the Panthers will break huddle. Back to the tight formation. Tight ends on each side. Two backs in the backfield. Live and good. And now it's a sweep. They faked me out. It was a dive to Live and good. I thought Kane Durr had the football on the left side. And it was Live and good with the football all the whole time right up the middle. And he gets stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
50-36, Mound City in front here. 7:31 left to play fourth quarter. It'll be Mound City football after the timeout. Both teams now coming back off the field. The current people that are in the game back out on the field. They break the huddle. Mound City comes back with their tight formation. Two running backs in the backfield split behind Gillenwater. Gillenwater under the center. Takes the snap. Turns. Hands it to Durr. Kane Durr fights for some yards. He gains about 5 yards. It'll be up third down, 5 yards to go. As Metzger was the one coming up off that bottom of the pile after the stop. Third down, 7 yards to go. He only gained 3 on the play. Third down, 7. 7:08 left to play. Clock rolling now. Mound City still with the football on the night side of the field. Going from my left to the right at the 23-yard line, 22-yard line of the Knights. They break huddle. Tight formation. Under gun. Under center. Excuse me. Goes Gillenwater. Now he'll go to the right side. Got a room, and he's in. On the right side, Gillenwater rushes for another touchdown. Gillenwater scores from 22 yards out. Gillenwater to the end zone once again. That's his third rushing touchdown of the second half. He's accounted for 6 touchdowns here this evening. So the quarterback, the senior quarterback for the Panthers, just playing really, really well here this evening. Two-point conversion pending here. They're in the huddle. Now they break huddle, tight formation. Gillenwater under center, 2 back split behind him. Gillenwater waits for the snap, takes the snap, turns, fakes right, goes left, looking to throw it. Now he throws it to the back of the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete, no good. 2-point conversion, no good, makes our score 56-36. Mound City in front here, 6:39 left to play, fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Brewster Motor Company. Find out more at onbrewstermotor.com. It was a 9-play, 60-yard touchdown drive by Mound City and took 3 minutes off of the game clock. That one's capped off by a 22-yard touchdown run by Gillenwater, his 6th touchdown of the game. And Mound City is in front, 56-36. Mound City with another onside kick. The ball got loose for a moment, but the Knights recovered it. It'll be first down and 10 for the Knights at their own 31-yard line. They find themselves trailing by 20 now, so 3-score ball game. 56-36 our score, 6:38 left to play for fourth quarter. 31-yard line. Clock shows 6:38. They've scored on their last 2 drives. One by Metzger on the ground, one on a pass from Metzger to Nolan. Metzger in the gun, drops back the pass, looking left, heaves it deep, has Prusman running deep, and he's going to score. He's going to take it to the house. Connection, Metzger to Prusman. A 49-yard touchdown pass from Metzger to Prusman. And that's just how quickly the Knights can score. Makes the score 42-56 now. Two-point conversion pending. As let's see if they're going to go for two. So they've lined up in this kicking. They are going to look like they're going to kick it. They have faked it out of this twice and got it once. Trevor Marks lined up to kick the PAT. Snap is back. It's going to be a fake. A toss to Mark. Mark's going to try to get to the goal line. Outside, and he broke the plane, and it's good. Two-point conversion is good as Mark got across the goal line. Two-point conversion good. That makes our score 44, South Holt, 56, Mount City, 6:31 left to go here, fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha at their Auburn or Fall City locations. Again, to see all your Farm Bureau financial needs. A one play, 49-yard touchdown pass from Cole Metzger to Tylan Prusman. They scored quickly. The two-point conversion was good by Trevor Mark, and the Knights have it teed up, ready to go. The Panthers back in the receiving position. Mark has it lined up. Runs up to the football, kicks it deep this time. It'll sail through the end zone for a touchback, so Mount City will have it at their own 15-yard line. Own 15-yard line. The clock shows 6:31 to play. 56-44, back to a two-score game. It'll be Mount City football. Both teams come out onto the field. This thing ain't over yet. Halfway point of the fourth quarter is near. Panther football. They're in the huddle. They break the huddle. Coming over the football, the center, Cade Gillenwater, takes the football and puts the football down. Cole Gillenwater under center. Turns, hands it off right up the middle, goes straight to Livengood. Livengood hangs on to that football tightly with both hands. Had it wrapped up nicely there. Gains about a yard, maybe two. And it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go. Keeping the clock moving are the Panthers now, since they ran that football. Clock will move. I think South Holt might have two timeouts left. Panthers will have the football after they get the play clock down there where they want it to. Let that game clock dwindle down as well. Gillenwater will come over the football. Gillenwater takes it. Quick snap and whistle, and I think a timeout before the snap. Yes. Mound City and Coach Sanderford wanted to take a timeout. 56-44, Mound City in front of South Holt here. 5:48 left to play fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Oregon, South Holt High School here this evening. We are in the fourth quarter, 5:48 left to play. My name is Cody Shuang, calling your play-by-play here this evening. Tom Cates, our studio engineer this evening. It'll be Mount City football, second and 8 after they call the timeout. And they come over the football in the tight formation. I formation this time as Myers comes in as fullback. Dylan Water will keep it, tries to break free and brought down before he can do so. In on the tackle was Griffin Kimmerling, keeping Dylan Water from going too far. It'll bring up third down, 5 yards to go. Timeout on the field. We'll take 1-2. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair asks that everyone take a moment to remember the sacrifices of the brave men and women who have valiantly fought to make America the greatest nation on earth. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to say thank you to all veterans, past and present, for serving our country. Call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair for all of your truck and tractor repair needs to keep your equipment performing. 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back with you at Oregon. 5:36 left to play, fourth quarter. Mound City finds themselves in front, 56-44. We are almost back to live action as both teams are huddled up, getting ready to run their called plays from the coaches from the sidelines. Back over the football come the Panthers. In the I formation, third down, 5 to go. Dylan Water under center. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Back to pass, looking to pass. Gets some pressure from Kurtz. Tries to throw it deep. Falls up for air. It's knocked away by Prusman. Tylan Prusman had an opportunity to get that one there. Knocks the ball away. Brings up fourth down, 5 yards to go for Mound City. Clock is stopped after the incomplete pass. So fourth down, now a decision needs to be made by Mound City whether they're going to punt this. They run some different people on the field. I'm assuming that's the punt team. Dylan Water will stand back towards the punting area. Metzger will go back deep. He'll stand at his own 30-yard line. Dylan Water has it. Dylan Water kicks it. Ball ends up at about the 30. Metzger will field it there. Duke moves to the left, comes down the left side. One man to beat. Now he goes, has a blocker in front, turns, beats through traffic, cross, back across the field to the right. He's going to score all the way to the house. He received that punt at the 30, but hold on. Three flags on the play, right here towards this near side. I would assume it's going to be on Southold, as there was probably a hold, maybe, on the punt return, but Metzger made a lot of people miss that time and found his way to the end zone. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be called back. It'll be South Holt. Let's see what they block in the back is going to be the call. So that'll block up the Knights. It'll keep the ball with the Knights, though, so it doesn't go back to the Panthers. The Knights will keep the football. They'll just back them up a little bit. They're going to start from the Panther 36-yard line after the punt. Start at the only, so wipe 6 points off the board, but they have the football. 5:12 to play. Mound City, 36-yard line. Back to pass. Metzger scrambles. A lot of room on the right side. Around defenders. Cross the 20. To the 15. Down at the 15-yard line. Back down on the play with Gillenwater bringing Metzger down. A big gain on the play. He gets 20 yards on the scramble. Back over the football quickly come the Knights. Metzger in the gun. One receiver on the left, two on the right. Nolan in the backfield. Metzger looking to pass, cross the middle. Finds Kurtz. Kurtz at the 5. Across the goal line. In. Kurtz scores on the pass. Kurtz scores the touchdown. A 15-yard. So two plays in a 15-yard touchdown pass from Metzger to Kurtz. And that makes the game real interesting, folks. Score 56-50, Mount City in front, pending a PAT here. Mark is going to have this ball down where he can kick it. Metzger comes over to the sideline. He's probably just wore out. He's got his helmet off. Get that guy some water. He ran a lot there, and Mark has the ball ready to put this point after attempt try up and snap his back. Fake again. looking to pass. Pass over to Priestman, up and good. 2 point from Kurtz. Kurtz was the holder, and he passed it to Priestman on the fake PAT. 2 point conversion was good. Makes the score 56-52. Holy smokes. That's a 2 point drive. We're going to take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds. Mound City 56. South Hole 52. Don't go anywhere. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This going to be drive recap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City. It's a two-play, 36-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 15-yard touchdown pass from Metzger to Kurtz. And that makes our score 56-52 after the two-point conversion was good. It was Kate Kurtz throwing the football to Tylen Prusman after the fake PAT. Kurtz scores the touchdown and then turns around and throws the two-point conversion. 56-52, our score. This place is fired up. I got to shut the windows because you don't think you're going to be able to hear me if I don't. 4:55 to play here, fourth quarter, 56-52. What a whale of a ball game. Mound City has led the whole way, but it's just kind of been back and forth. Mound City definitely needs to get a couple first downs here. This is Gillenwater under center. He'll turn. He'll hand it off. Up the middle goes Livengood. Livengood gains about five. He will gain five. They started at their own 15 that time. Gain of five on the play. Own 15-yard line is where they started. Ball spotted at the 20. Second and five. Livengood on the carry. Clock's dwindling. 4:30 now. This is all going to be about clock management for both teams here. I don't know how many, I should have kept track of timeouts, don't know how many each squad has. Play clock signal is up from the back judge. Gillenwater under center. Now he starts the count. Gillenwater puts it in position, turns, hands it off to Livengood. Livengood met right away for no gain. I mean no gain. He didn't get anywhere that time as South Hold came in there. Third down and five. Clock's going to dwindle. Play clock's going to probably be somewhere in that 3 minutes and 30-second mark left once they snap this football. Again, Mount City in front, 56-52. 3:49 to go. The play comes in for Mount City. Coming in with the play. Creighton Rook. He'll bring it in. South Hope trying to get the fans into it. Pumping them up. Throwing their arms in the air. Twins both ways. Spread it out. Dealing water in the gun. Gillenwater takes a snap, has to jump for it, a little high, now he'll scramble to the right. One man to beat. He gets past the first down marker, cross midfield, not midfield, but gets to the 35-yard line of his own 35, scrambles for a first down. That'll sure help the Panthers there get the first down. Ball is placed at the 35-yard line of Mound City. Clock's at 3:24. Clock is rolling. The Panthers have some time. We thought that would be just about right. Snapped it at about 3:35 that time. Clock will be below 3 when they snap this football. And with the play, Livengood runs it in. He gets into the huddle with the rest of the Panthers. Now they break huddle. Gillenwater comes out in a spread formation, tight formation with the two backs split behind him. Livengood and Durr. Gillenwater straight up the middle. He tried to do a little quarterback sneak. He might have got a half a yard. If he's lucky, we're going to call a second down and 10 yet to go. Call it 9. Second down and 9. Gillenwater gain 1. Gain 1. 2:38 left to play. Fourth quarter. Now, I don't know if they got one time. If South Hole has one timeout left, they can stop it one more time. And it's second down and 9. So three downs to work with if you're a Panthers fan. There still should be a little bit of time left. If I'm doing my math right, quick math, there should be just a little bit of time left if they could even stop them here. Gillenwater under center. Back judge is counting a call. Live and get up the middle. He'll get about four. It'll be third down and five to go for Mound City. I'll tell you what, they have really leaned on Livengood. Livengood has been a huge addition or asset tonight. Quentin Livengood, a senior, has been carrying the football quite a bit for the Panthers here this evening. They lean on him in short yardage situations, and he just got him another 4 yards there, sets up a manageable third and five. Clock's at 1:30 now. They'll have to snap this thing right around 1:20, I would imagine. And it's third down and five. Split wide, twinge both ways. Gillen Water in the gun. Gillen Water will take the snap. He's back. He's looking to pass, I think. Now he's going to pull it. Now he's going to switch field. He was over here on the right, goes to the left. Now he's going to run up the middle, comes back to the right, looking, and he's going to be brought down by, that was Brock Rao finally chasing him down. He finally caught Gillen Water. A personal foul is going to be called on Mound City, so that's going to do a couple different things. That'll back the Panthers way up. I'm not sure what the clock's going to do, though. That's what I'm not 100% sure of, but they are going to back them up. I believe it was a personal foul. Some sort of illegal block was the indication on Mound City there is. And there was a lot of things going on, so it could have been incidental. Mound City had Gillen Water back scrambling around quite a bit. And finally, there had to be something go on. Penalty is going to be declined, so it's going to bring up a fourth down, 5 yards to go. Let's see if I think the clock is going to start on the referee signal. And it does. The clock starts with 1:16, so play clock is usually about, I think it's 40 seconds in high school football. 1:10 now. They'll have to snap this thing. I think they're just going to take a timeout. As far down as they can get it. Arm is in the air. It's 10 seconds. And he's going to start counting in a moment. They're going to take a timeout. Clock shows 52 seconds. Timeout on the field. Panthers take the timeout. We're going to keep it right here in live action. Set up the situation for you. Kind of feels like a basketball game. We're getting ready. We're juiced up for basketball, but we're still playing football. 56-52. 52 seconds left to play. Go to the drawing board. Draw up your inbound. No, it's not an inbound play. We're gonna see what we can do for football. It'll be Gillen Water with the football when we come back out. He's been the guy for Mound City all night long. See if they keep it in his hands or if they go back up the middle. This would be fourth down and five, a long five, closer to six. When we come back, both teams are in the huddle on the field. Both coaches out on the field giving some instructions to their guys. 52 seconds left to play. The ball sits at midfield mark right at the 40-yard line. This is interesting. It's fourth and five. The ball's sitting right at the 40, right in the middle of the field. They wanted to make sure I could see really well for this play here. So fourth down, 5 yards to go. What a game so far. Just catching you up a little bit. Metzger had three rushing touchdowns in the first half, and he came back here in the fourth or the second half, mostly in this fourth quarter, and he's had three passing touchdowns and one rushing touchdown for the Knights, and that's why the score is 56-52. Let's not discount one thing the Panthers have done, because they have a fourth down and 5 yards to go situation, and Gillwater has the football. We're back to live action. He takes the snap, looks, going to pass it. Now he rolls right. He's running back. Now he throws it downfield, and the ball's going to be knocked away by Metzger. That's going to be a turnover on downs. Turnover on downs is going to go to South Holt with 46 seconds to play. The Knights are going to have the football right at midfield, right at the 40-yard line with 46 seconds left to play. Fourth quarter doesn't get any better than this. High school football, a district semifinal. Rivals, Highway 59, right up the street, 15 minutes away, battling out here tonight. 56-52, Mound City in front with South Holt having the football. Metzger, the Knights guy, goes back in the gun. He'll have it there, drops back the pass. Looking. Now he'll flip it. Nolan gets up the field and out of bounds he goes at the 25-yard line. Kendo Will Nolan with the catch and the run. He'll go out of bounds at the 25-yard line, gain of 15 yards on the play. Brings up first down and 10 yards to go now. 40 seconds to play. That play only took 6 seconds. South Holt comes over to the left, to the coach. Over to Peterson. Josh Peterson comes over to the kids on the side. They break the huddle. Metzger's going to be in the gun with Nolan on his left side. Kimmerling on the left, split left, and Pushman split right. Metzger back to pass. Looking, has all day, throwing it, looking to throw it. Now he's going to take off and run it. He's going to get a first down, get to the 10-yard line, and get out of bounds. He's going to get 10. What a heads-up play by Metzger. So he was running down the field and ended up getting a first down. First down and 10 yards to go. Clock is running, 27 seconds. Metzger in the gun. Ball's at the 10. Metzger back to pass, rolling left. Metzger's got room to run. Gets to the 5 and out of bounds. Metzger's going to get out of bounds at the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and about 3. There's first down markers at about the 2 for the Knights. 18 seconds left to go. 18 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. The Knights with the football trailing 4-4. Mound City 56, South Holt 52. What a ball game. Metzger in the gun. Nobody near him. Split both ways. There's two defenders. Now a flag on the play. It's going to be an encroachment penalty on City. It'll be an encroachment call against the Panthers. That'll move it half the distance. The ball will be at the 2.5-yard line. Second down and about 1 yard to go. Or that's a 2.5-yard line. The Knights have the football. Receivers split, 2 to each side. Metzger in the gun. Watch out for his legs. He takes the snap. Runs up the middle and does not get there. He's short. Now the clock is running. No timeouts. Under center, 10 seconds. Metzger gets it back and a whistle and a timeout's going to be called. Timeout's going to be called by Mound City with 8 seconds on the clock. 8 seconds on the clock. 56-52. Mound City in front, but South Holt knocking at the door. The ball sits at the half-yard line. I mean, it's inside the 1. It's at the half-yard line, South Hole with the football. At the far end on my left, the clock shows 8 seconds. Mound City 56, South Hole 52. What a ball game. Back and forth we go. Coach Taylor Standiford ran down the sideline, sprinted down the sideline for Mound City and tried to get a timeout called. Because if not, Metzger was walking into the end zone. They had already had the ball snapped after Standiford had called a timeout. But after that, he had snapped the football, and he was walking into the end zone. So here we go. They break the huddle. 8 seconds left to play. First down, kind of irrelevant at this point. 8 seconds, 56-52. Mound City in front with their backs against the wall. South Holt with the football. Split everybody out, two receivers both sides, Metzger in the gun, the 3 down linemen in front of him. Metzger in the gun, takes the snap, claps his hands, tries to roll right. He's brought down at the 3, clocks at 4, and a whistle and a... Now a flag is going to be thrown with 2 seconds on the play. And a personal foul is going to be called on the Panthers. So we're still going to have another play here with 2 seconds left to play. A lot of stuff going on right here, I'll tell you that. So the ball's going to be sitting at the 1-yard line. We'll call it the 1. It's probably a little closer than that, but the 1-yard line, we're going to do the same exact thing we just did. The Panthers did a fantastic job of bringing down Metzger that time behind the line. They actually had lost him, and then after they got a flag called on him because of a personal foul. I think they were trying to keep Metzger from getting back up and trying to run another play. And then they cost it because it stopped the clock. Here come the Knights. Metzger in the gun. Now they got two tight ends in there. Well, Prusman's kind of on the flank side, and then Kurtz is over there, then two wide receivers on each side. Metzger, back to pass, lift the pass. Pass is caught. Touchdown, South Hole. Touchdown, South Hole, and that's gonna do it. 58 to 56. Oh my gosh, holy smokes. 58-56, the South Holt Knights, the clock shows zero, it's over. 58-56, and it was a pass from Metzger to Kurtz on a 1-yard pass from Metzger to Kurtz. And that's the ball game. 58-56. South Holt comes back and battles in the second half, almost all in the fourth quarter. And that's gonna do it. We're gonna take a 2-minute timeout. I'll try to collect some data here, some stats, give you some scoring breakdown, and we'll wrap this thing up here. But your final score tonight from Oregon. South Hill completes the comeback, 58-56. Mound City Falls, what a heartbreaking loss for the Panthers. They've battled. 58-56. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
The Mound City R2 School System is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 School System, Panther Pride.
Sunny 101.3. Covering the tri-state area.
What an absolute ball game here tonight in Oregon, Missouri. A beautiful fall evening. Made for a beautiful setup on the gravel track, grass football field here in Oregon, Missouri. Fantastic football game. Taking a look at some of the stats in this ball game, there was 58 and 56 points scored respectively. So we had 104 points scored. That's not right. 114 points scored in this ball game. 48 minutes played, 114 points scored. On the end of Mound City, Gillenwater just took care of business. He had three passing touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns. And then Kane Durr added two rushing touchdowns and one receiving touchdowns. And then it was Creighton Rope and Quentin Livengood, each with one receiving touchdown for Mound City. It was back and forth. At one time, the Mound City Panthers were leading at the 8-minute mark of the third quarter, Mound City was leading 50-22 at one point in this ball game. And then it was pretty much Southhold after that. Mound City scored one more time to make it 56-52 at one point in the ball game. I missed some of my stats, but at one point it was 50-22 in favor of Mound City. Southhold came back and came back with the victory, 58-56, and that scoring drive was capped off by a one-yard touchdown pass from Metzger to Kurtz. What a finish to the game. A couple of penalties, a couple of resetting the ball, because the Southhold Knights were out of timeout, so they just kind of had to have some things come together, and they did. Something cool I just want to mention, I just happened to look up here and saw both teams out there on the field. They both got together in the middle of the field, and just good, some good sportsmanship. Communities are close. Just good we can see that kind of stuff happen after a heck of a ball game like that. It's just kind of cool to see. On the end of Southhold, once again, we talked about it in the pregame, Cole Metzger. Metzger is the guy for Southhold. And if Southhold's going to keep this run going, he's definitely going to have to be the guy that takes care of some things. And he did it tonight. Four rushing touchdowns, four passing touchdowns. And then on the receiving end of those passing touchdowns, Nolan had one. Kendall Nolan, Tylen Prusman, and Kate Kurtz had two. So one apiece for Prusman and Nolan, two for Kate Kurtz. And their total of eight touchdowns here in the ball game, all Metzgerized, I guess I'll put it. Metzger had a part in all of that. And that is our final score for the evening, 58-56. That's all I have from Oregon. We sure do appreciate you joining in for this broadcast tonight. Again, my name is Cody Schwong. Stay tuned for any updates or anything else that happens. If your local teams play football or we get into basketball season, please stay tuned for Facebook posts. We'll be traveling around to the local high schools and seeing some sports being played here this winter in football, and we're looking forward to that. So we're going to leave you with the score. Southhold 58, they advance to the district championship. I think that'll be next week. Mound City ultimately put up a heck of a fight. Falls short, final score of Southhold 58. Mound City 56 for Tom Cates and myself, Cody Schwong. We leave you with the final score, Southhold 58, Mound City 56. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
We have a website, HoltzAutoHouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have.